You can't handle the truth. Kenny Brooks 3-0 score. And that looks to center out. Front shot scores. Tie game. Out in front, it's Nick Laffin. Puck now taken in by Sharon. Stretched ahead. Here's Janssen breaking in. All alone. Moves in with the shot. Scores. Soren Janssen. Goal number 2. It's 2-1. Score. Zoom, zoom, sweep of the broom. Giving off to Sheerhorn. Sheerhorn sneaks in with a shot. Scores! What a goal! 2-0, Storm! He put the mouse inside the hole before the cat can snatch it! 2-0, Storm!
This is the Storm Radio Network on the Breeze 94.5 FM.
Let's set up tonight's broadcast with the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
And a very good, pleasant, good evening and happy hawk, everyone. It is the start of the 2011-2012 regular season for the Storm as they get ready to take on their nemesis, the Sioux City Musketeers. The Storm come into the regular season trying to find a way to get more goals this year after struggling to do so last year. And though the preseason they only averaged 2 goals per game, there's a lot of positives, a lot of good young players showing promise, something the Storm need to continue to see. But the most important thing for the Storm is they found a goaltender, and he'll get the start here tonight in Phoenix Copley. They also found a backup in that of Trevor Gorsuch. The Storm come in tonight's game trying to find a way to start off the season with a victory, something they have failed to do on 6 occasions, make that 7, as they've gone 4-6-1 on home openers here at the Vero Event Center all time. The Storm look to make it 5 and trying to get that victory here against the Sioux City Musketeers. We come back. We'll set tonight's Vero Wireless pregame show next right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Vero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Vero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you've ever taken ephedrine products to lose weight, listen up. The results are in, and CTS 360 is now considered the strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system since ephedrine.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Stout. CTS 360 was designed to be a strong and safe weight loss product that mimics ephedrine without the negative side effects. If you're ready for a change, stop by a Complete Nutrition and ask for the safest, strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system on the market today, CTS 360. Take it from me. I lost over half my body fat after having a baby. I know how losing weight totally changes your life.
Get the doctor-recommended strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system on the market today, CTS 360. Available exclusively at Complete Nutrition. If you lose an excessive amount of weight in your first 10 days of use, please contact your consultant to adjust your plan.
Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Vieira Wireless pregame show.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
And welcome, everybody, to the Vieira Wireless pregame show. Vieira Wireless, official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Vieira Event Center. You can check them out here at the Vieira Event Center, the Vieira Wireless store. Skip Berry, indeed, here on a wonderful evening here in the Tri-Cities, getting ready for the home opener for the Tri-City Storm, taking on the Sioux City Musketeers. In just a bit, we'll get tonight's Complete Nutrition game comparisons. We'll get the Applebee's Coach's Corner. We'll take a look at the Western Conference tonight, as well as getting an update on the Midway Auto Group scoreboard. And also take a look at tonight's goalie matchup, the lines for tonight's game, and the new West keys to victory. All that and so much more coming up here in just a few as we get set here from the Vero Event Center. Before we get really underway, let's get tonight's Complete Nutrition game comparisons. The official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm once again this season. Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. look better, feel better, perform better, complete nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. We look at the comparisons going back to last season for the Storm. They were 1-4-3 against the Sioux City Musketeers. Conversely, the Musketeers 7-1-0 against the Storm. Lifetime, the Storm have not done very well against Sioux City. Just 24-38-12. Conversely, Sioux City against the Storm, 50 wins. 50-16-8 lifetime against the Storm. However, the Storm do have a winning record in the playoffs against Sioux City, going 8-7-0 in the playoffs against the Musketeers. So there is the complete nutrition game comparisons here on the opening game of the regular season. We'll get more throughout the rest of this year as well. Let's get to tonight's Applebee's Coach's Corner, open till midnight, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. Applebee's, there's no place like the neighborhood. Tonight, joined by the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shenick.
Here on the Applebee's Coach's Corner, joined by the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shenick. And we look at game number one of the 60-game regular season in the United States Hockey League. And Coach, we begin tonight with the Sioux City Musketeers, and probably the best way to start off, considering the fact that this is a team that you've never liked and a lot of the guys still in the locker room don't like. And of course, first opportunity for Greg Johnson to even get back at his former team as well. Talk about this matchup overall, your leading impressions going into tonight's game.
Well, I mean, obviously just, you know, this is, seems to be our rival team over the past 2 years, you know, just based on playoff standings and where each team was, you know, in the two previous years. And first year we got them and last year they managed to catch us. So, you know, it's a situation where, you know, we want to start the season off good, obviously, with the conferences being the way they are. You see these guys a lot, and, you know, it's a home game, and we want to take advantage of that.
You look at this week in practice with a much, I guess, skimmed-down roster, so to speak. How has that helped your guys maybe in certain drills where you don't have all the extra bodies? Because in training camp, you're trying to get as many guys going through the process. But with the, I guess, the roster skimmed down a little bit, has that helped you guys in any way, you know, here this last week in practice?
Well, I think a little bit. It gives, you know, guys opportunities to play with, you know, the same guys shift in and shift out in practice. It gives you a little bit better time to slow things down and correct some mistakes and things like that. But, you know, it's nice. You know, now that the roster deadline's come and gone, and you know, guys can kind of relax, and, you know, I'm going to be here for a while and kind of get to just settled into playing.
Again, the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shenick, with me here on the Applebee's Coach's Corner. And Coach, just today announcing that you've reacquired Tyler Amberge through a free agent acquisition. Talk about the acquisition of Tyler Amberge. What does he bring eventually to the Storm, obviously with the fact that he won't be here tonight, but down the road?
Well, you know, Tyler was a guy that we had 2 years ago, and I thought he made leaps and bounds and improved. And, you know, he's a smart, heady defenseman that can move the puck pretty well. You know, again, he moved on to Dubuque last year, obviously won a championship. So anytime you can bring that that caliber and that experience and that kind of player back into your lineup that's comfortable here, that knows how we play, that knows what's expected of him, I think that he'll certainly be able to help. And, you know, I talked to Tyler yesterday and told him that we were going to add him, and he was very excited. Obviously, he likes the town, he knows the place, he knows the coaching staff. So, you know, it's very familiar to him, and we're excited to get him back in the lineup here.
Coach, of course, another acquisition here this week, deciding to bring in a young guy. You look at a lot of 92s on this roster. Obviously, you can only have four next year. So you went younger in net, getting the goaltender from St. Louis, Trevor Gorsuch. Talk about bringing in a young goalie and what you want to see from him in response to, of course, Phoenix Copley.
Well, I mean, as we went along, you know, I mean, again, we had three 92 goaltenders in camp. You know, Adam Miller, obviously had been in Chicago, was fighting some injuries and had fought them his whole career and was no different here. I mean, I thought he played well when he played, but he couldn't stay in enough to keep going. So he was a real question mark in our mind as to whether we could keep him just because of that, because you only allowed two goaltenders. And if he has an injury somewhere along the line and Phoenix has an injury, then we're, you know, we're screwed. So, you know, we looked at Myers, and, you know, I thought that Myers played well. But again, we didn't think it was in the best interest of the organization at this point to carry two 92 goaltenders. You know, if we're going to go with an unproven quantity, we felt let's go with a good, young, unproven guy that is going to get better, is going to, you know, learn from Phoenix, is going to battle for starts that's going to be with the same group of guys here for the next year or two.
Again, he's the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm. Drew Shenick with me here on the Applebee's Coach's Corner. Open till midnight, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. Applebee's, there's no place like the neighborhood. Coach, as always, best of luck. Obviously, game number one, and what better way to maybe start it off than trying to get a victory here tonight.
Awesome. Thanks, Skip.
There you go. Again, the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shenick, with me there on the Applebee's Coach's Corner. Skip Berry back here on the VRO Wireless pregame show, joined by the Storm beat writer Seth Blank at the moment. We're going to talk to him a little bit throughout tonight, kind of previewing the season, previewing the USHL as a whole, and no better person to do that with than the beat writer for the Storm, Seth Blank.
There might be other people who are better, but I'll try to fill in my best.
Absolutely. Well, looking out at, of course, this season, you know, it's hard to believe that the Storm are going into this year with kind of a different look in a lot of ways. It's a faster team overall. And you know, head coach Drew Shenick talked about that, kind of making that the focus of the team this year.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of optimism, I think would be a good word to call the feeling here at the event center tonight. Obviously, every team thinks they're going to make a playoff run, be good every year. But Tri-City, I think they finally have the pieces in place to start building a franchise. With the Joel Weens years, the scouting wasn't as good, and you know the resources weren't there to go out and find those good players. And when you talk to the Storm coaching staff, they're excited about the last draft that they had and the young kids they have coming in. There will be a learning curve, I think, early on. You're not going to see them playing lights out night in, night out, but I think the offense is going to come, and that's a good place to start building. And Phoenix Copley, so far in the preseason, he showed that, you know, he's got promise as a goaltender, and if this Trevor Gorsuch kid comes in and kid comes in and plays like the numbers he had last year, the goaltending situation should be set for at least a couple years here.
Let's take a look at tonight's lineups for the hockey game, starting at the starting goalies. It will be Phoenix Copley in net here for the Tri-City Storm. First two games, I'm just going to take the stats there, because 76 saves on 80 shots, very good save percentage, only allowing basically two goals per game. Then, of course, against Green Bay, allowed 8 goals, 23 saves on 31 shots. You have to almost disregard that because of the fact afternoon game, it was not a pretty game overall for both goalies. In fact, you know, of course, Wilcox for Green Bay, just not a great game for a goaltender to play in. 11 combined goals overall. That but Copley, for the most part, again, played very well in the preseason. Matt Scoff, of course, now he is the starter because Austin Preeb is not quite yet ready to be a starter. And of course, they traded away Jake Hildebrand to Cedar Rapids. So Matt Scoff is now the starting netminder here for tonight's game for the Sioux City Musketeers. Let's look at the rest of the Musketeers lineup here. It'll be Austin Preeb, the backup goaltender, while on defense it'll be Jeff Ferguson, Jordan Schmaltz. It'll be Sam Piazza along with Jose Delgadillo, and then Larry Smith Jr. along with Kirill Vorobiev, and he will be the pairing there with Larry Smith. Now, up front, the Sioux City Musketeers will start off with Peter Merrick along with Cody Maroney and Nikita Sorokin. Nikita Sorokin, of course, coming over from the Green Bay Gamblers here just this past week. David Henry, Noah Nelson, and Josh Erickson will be on the third line. The second line tonight for Sioux City will be Jackson Leaf with Chris Kulo, and then Maxime Gaudreau on the wing as well. The top line will be Brad Robbins on left wing, Brett Patterson in the middle, and Pontus Johansson on the right wing. Out of the lineup here for the Musketeers tonight will be Robin Hoagland, along with Tim O'Brien, who's on the IR. Dane Cooper also out here tonight, and Cliff Watson will also be out of the lineup. For the Storm, it'll be Trevor Gorsuch, the backup goalie for Phoenix Copley. Brian Sins with J.D. Peterson, they'll be the top pairing here for the Storm to start off tonight. Greg Johnson with Josh McArdle, and John Raboski, the other defenseman as well in the lineup for the Storm. Up front for the Storm, they're going to have the top line as Tim Bonner, Davey Middleton, and Brad Shearhorn, while Soren Janssen will be on the second line with Michael Vecchione and Thomas Nykop. It'll be Nick Lappin with Kenny Brooks and Heikki Liedis as that third line, and the fourth line, it'll be Sean Murphy with Andrew Durantes and Trevor Moore. So there is tonight's lineup for the hockey game, with the Storm, of course, not dressing Tim Lappin here. He's a healthy scratch. Tyler Ambergy, just acquired by the Storm via free agency. He is not with the team here, obviously, tonight, but will be back with the team on Monday. Dylan Maller on IR till October 30th. And same with Dalton Spicer. He's injured, but will be back hopefully sooner than that as well. So there's the lineups and updates for the Tri-City Storm. We'll get to the new West keys to victory in a few. Before we go to a quick break here with the national anthem getting ready, my feeling here tonight for the Storm, they have to show this crowd – this new dynamic of a team. Because in the preseason, you can't really do that the first two games. You're still trying to get the rhythm. But this is a good night to make a statement to what this team's going to really look like here this season. And you could do that against a team that likely is right in that same range. You got Waterloo favorite to win the West. Second through fifth in the conference is, you know, right now you got to think Tri-City, Sioux City, Lincoln, Omaha all fit in that mold. Could be second, third, fourth, fifth right there. And then, of course, Sioux Falls, Fargo. And then you got Des Moines, kind of the odd man out, it looks like. But that kind of is what the predictions are right now. But this is a statement game in a lot of ways for the Storm in the opening game.
Yeah, I mean, you could set a tone early on. Now, you only have one game this weekend. But, Skip, I wouldn't go quite that far. I mean, I think if Drew Shenick sees a good hard effort from his team tonight, he'll be happy.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and when we do come back, we will have the rest of the lineups here tonight as the first period just around the corner right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
It's getting late. The world is calling it a night, but the neighborhood is just getting started. Applebee's is now open till midnight or later, so stop in after the game, swing by after the show, grab some friends because your favorite neighborhood grill and bar is still going strong. Applebee's, now open till midnight or later. Another reason why there's no place like the neighborhood.
Hi, this is Storm head coach Drew Shenick. Applebee's is open till midnight at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. There's no place like the neighborhood.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
Dreaming of upgrading your car? Get there with great auto loan rates from Platte Valley State Bank. The open road awaits. Find a vehicle that is dependable, fuel efficient, and equipped to help you explore. So whether it's your first car or you're just changing out your existing wheels, Platte Valley State Bank has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% annual percentage rate. See a personal banker for complete details or apply online at pvsb.com. Don't delay. This offer won't last long. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
This is the Storm Radio Network.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
We go to the first period in just a few, but before we do that, we are going to go to the public address announcer, Derek Stinson, and get ready for the Tri-City Storm here in just a bit as they will have the opening video as well as getting to the entire introduction of this year's 2011-2012 Tri-City Storm team. We'll get to that in just a few as the Musketeers take it to the ice again. Seth Blank along with Skip Berry here. We're going to talk to Seth a little bit later. We're going to preview the Eastern Conference in the first intermission tonight, Seth. We're going to do the Western Conference on Inside the Booth in the, of course, second intermission. But overall, these two teams are figured to be in the mix. This should be a very exciting game no matter what tonight.
Yeah, and you look at the history, Sioux City and Tri-City, you go back about the past 8 years, it's kind of built. They've been seeing a lot of each other, especially in the playoffs, and a good rivalry between two teams. I mean, I would put this rivalry on par with the Omahas. Lincoln's probably a little stronger.
Let's head down to the public address announcer, Derek Stinson, as well as the in-house video as well.
The National Weather Service has issued a severe storm warning for the Sioux City Musketeers. A warning means the conditions are favorable for severe weather, including damaging hits, lightning kind of speed, and multiple bolts. The storm warning is effective immediately. You have been warned.
So continue with the video here in the arena. And we continue with it here.
We know it's a long journey. We're committed to winning.
We want to win. We want to be champions.
This
is our one shot.
All you've got, one shot, so give all
now for the Tri-City Storm here in the 2011-2012 season. Again, public address announcer Derek Stenson down below.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the ice, your Tri-City Storm!
Still waiting for the announcement of all the players on the ice, and I believe some confusion possibly down the way. Part of the opening night festivities here at the Vero Event Center, and certainly a different effect with the CO2 tanks.
It's now time to meet the players for your 2011-2012 Tri-City Storm. From St. Charles, Missouri, number one, Trevor Gorsuch. From Roscoe, Illinois, number two, Josh McCardle. From Hummelstown, Pennsylvania, number three, John Rabofsky. From Saugus, Massachusetts, number four, Michael Vecchione. From Anchorage, Alaska, number six, Brian Sins. From Cary, North Carolina, number seven, Sean Murphy. From Thousand Oaks, California, number eight, Trevor Moore. From Novi, Michigan, number 11, Davey Middleton. From Parkland, Florida, number 12, Dylan Baller. From Las Vegas, Nevada, number 13, Kenny Brooks. From Waterford, Michigan, number 14, Andrew Durantes. From Geneva, Illinois, number 15, Nick Laffin. From Anchorage, Alaska, number 16, Brad Shearhorn. From St. Charles, Illinois, number 18, Tim Laffin. From Maple Grove, Minnesota, number 19, Tim Bonner. From McKinney, Texas, number 20, Greg Johnson. From Helsinki, Finland, Thomas Nykoff. From Mountain View, California, Soren Janssen. From Rowlett, Texas, number 25, Tyler Emberge. From Orange, California, number 26, J.D. Peterson. From Hamelina, Finland, number 27, Heikki Liitis. From Grand Forks, North Dakota, number 28, Dalton Spicer. And from North Pole, Alaska, number 33, Phoenix Copley.
There is the 2011-2012 Tri-City Storm as we get set here for the starting lineups in just a few, as they will get the players going here. And, you know, it's always exciting here as we kind of get things rolling and the players will kind of get a stretch and get onto the bench, and they'll announce the starting lineups here for the Storm as we get closer to the Platte Valley State Bank first period of play. Kind of some confusion here with kind of a different format with the national anthem, of course, being before the lineups, but I don't know if they're going to drop the puck and not get the starting lineups. I think that's exactly what's going to happen, it looks like. It does look like that. So let's go ahead and get ready for the Platte Valley State Bank first period of play tonight, live from the VRO Event Center in the heart of Kearney, Nebraska. The United States Hockey League presents the Tri-City Storm, hosting the Sioux City Musketeers. A pleasant good evening and happy hockey, everyone. The voice of the Storm, Skip Barry, as we get set from our broadcast booth above center ice. We're in net to my left. It is Matt Scott. In net to my right, it is Phoenix Copley. On defense for Sioux City, Jordan Schmaltz, Jeff Ferguson. Up front, Peter Merrick, along with Cody Maroney and Nikita Sorotkin. For the Storm, on defense, J.D. Peterson, Brian Sins. Well, it'll be Heikki Liitis with Nick Laffin and Kenny Brooks. The co-captains on the ice together to start things off, and we are about to get underway with the opening puck drop, and it is the Storm that come with the victory, and now just send it up into the Sioux City zone. We're sent around the boards quickly here by the Sioux City defensive Jeff Ferguson. Puck now batted up in the air, high up in the air. It goes knuckling on down to the ice, back in the Tri-City zone. The Storm collected there, and now look to send it back the other way, up into the Sioux City zone, but this will go down for icing. Just 18 seconds gone here in the Platte Valley State Bank first period of play. We get our second face-off of the game upcoming here in just a few seconds. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, providing you with a complete menu of financial products and services, from personal to business products, home financing, investments, and everything in between. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust of Kearney and Grand Island. Storm now coming with a puck as they move out to center ice, up the left wing side. Here comes Hakey Lidas. Lidas sends it up towards the left corner, down there to Kenny Brooks. Trying to feed it out in front there for Lidas was Brooks, but now Lidas goes back and behind the net to retrieve the puck. It is Lidas on out front, all the way back towards the top left circle where Johnson sends a shot there. That one's blocked away there and knocked all the way down the ice, courtesy of Cody Maroney. And now we get an icing here against Sioux City with 19:16 to go here in period one. It is 0-0 between the Storm and the Musketeers. Here's the left circle draw upcoming. It is Tim Bonner trying to take the draw here against Peter Merrick, and they'll have to redo the draw here. And now it'll be Shearhorn to come in to take the draw against Merrick instead. Off the draw, the Musketeers win this faceoff. Go back behind their own net. That is the standout defenseman Jordan Schmaltz sending it around the boards, but out to center was collected there by former Musketeer defenseman Greg Johnson, who knocks it right back in to the Sioux City zone. A good forecheck in front. Here's an opportunity off in front. There is stuff. Did not even play the puck, and Bonner nearly had a gift, but he didn't see it in time. Now the puck's sent back in around the boards into the Musketeer zone. Once again, Middleton makes a big check there in front of the Sioux City bench, knocking on down that of Cody Maroney. But the play continues on through the neutral zone as the Musketeers have it back once again. With it now, trying to get it up the right wing side with Sam Piazza, but now he retreats it, passes off now to Jordan Schmaltz, who has almost played the entire first 90 seconds of this hockey game, it seems, and now he finally does come off the ice, and Delgadillo will come on to replace him. Here's the puck now outside the right circle. Now back down to the corner. Johansson with it. Now it'll be fed down underneath as Patterson had it, lost it. Now the puck taken here, and it's pushed up along the right wing side as it goes back into the Sioux City zone. Now up the left wing side, moving up ahead. Here's Delgadillo. He's checked against the boards there by Brian Sins. And now it is Roboski who gets his check in the left corner. And that courtesy of Brad Robbins. Brad Robbins, who did an excellent job last season. A different kind of player, though, this year, as he's going to be relied to be a big-time scorer. Last year, he could kind of hide there behind Caleb Herbert and, of course, Max Gady. Some of those top-end players, including Ryan Carpenter and Max McCormick. But now Brad Robbins, a veteran and a likely go-to guy here this season. Here's the puck. Outside the left circle, Nykop with it. He sends it on down to the left corner. Sean Murphy with it, tries to feed it to Durantes as he comes off the bench, goes right down the slot, but the puck is deflected away by Sioux City. It'll go down the ice, and they'll wave off the icing here. Here's the puck back out to center ice. Up the right wing side, here comes Sean Murphy. He drives the puck in deep in the Sioux City zone. Scoff there to tee it up. Storm have pretty much been in the Sioux City zone most of this first period so far here, 2:45 in. With 17:12 to go here in this first, Storm now with the puck along the end boards. And with it now, losing it and getting it there was David Henry as he moves it up along the left wing side into the Tri-City zone. Here comes Noah Nelson. Nelson with a shot, backhanding it in on Copley. Copley gets run into. No penalty upcoming there. And now some confrontation here possibly as McCardle goes right after that of Josh Erickson. Nothing comes up. Noah Nelson, named the captain, by the way, of the Sioux City Musketeers. Does not have the C on his sweater just yet. The alternates, by the way, will be Maxime Gaudreau and Jordan Schmaltz for the Sioux City Musketeers. For the Storm, by the way, co-captains Nick Lappin and Kenny Brooks. Nick Lappin, of course, wearing the A at home games. Kenny Brooks wearing the C. And then, of course, the reverse is on the road. And then the alternate captains this year for the Storm, Soren Janssen and J.D. Peterson. So rounding out the captain squad there for the Storm. Getting ready for the puck to be dropped just outside the blue line as they move the faceoff out due to the fact that Nelson ran into Copley. Now the Storm able to work it up into the Sioux City zone. Here comes Lidas in on a shot. Comes back off in front. Opportunity there for Brooks, denied there by Scott. Here's Brooks off to the side. Tries to stuff it in, but we get a whistle, and they call it dead here with 16:44 to go here in the Platte Valley State Bank first period of play. It zeros up on the board for both the Storm and the Musketeers. Coming up on Thoughts After One, Seth Blank and I will be discussing our thoughts on the Eastern Conference, which a lot of people feel could be the stronger of the two conferences. We'll talk about the Eastern Conference and then look at the Western Conference coming up on Inside the Booth on the Central Hydraulics Second Industry Report. Here's the puck now at center ice. Sioux City with it, sending it up into the Tri-City end. It comes up off the end glass. Taken over here, it is Marikoff in front, trying to feed it to Maroney. His backhand shot now runs on into Copley. How is this not going to get addressed just yet by the Storm? Copley's been run into a couple times. Here's Greg Johnson now up the right wing side. Avoids a check, somehow keeps the puck on his stick. Fires a shot wide of the Sioux City net. Now it'll be Bonner with it outside the left circle. Here's the puck now. Down deep, digging in the corner, it is Shearhorn. Tries to play on back to the blue line, gives it to Sins. Sins sends across ice. It is Johnson falling down, losing his edge, but able to keep the puck in somehow, but will draw a penalty for slowing the puck down and his opponent at the same time. And they will get a slashing call there in on Greg Johnson. But you know what? If he does not take that penalty, that could have been a goal for Sioux City. So give credit to Greg Johnson on that one. Fans not happy with it at all, as they did not see that as being a slashing call there. But time of this penalty, 4 minutes and 4 seconds in to period one. And so the Storm will be shorthanded first here in this hockey game. Sioux City to go to work on their first power play of the evening. Storm able to get this puck, send it the length of the ice, killing off the first 10 seconds here of the penalty to Greg Johnson, serving it here for slashing. Referee, by the way, here tonight, Steve Thompson, Justin Hedlund, and Zach Thornton are the linesmen. Puck through center ice circle, taken over here. It's Patterson coming in the left circle, in the Storm zone, saved away by Copley on a shot, comes back to Schmaltz. He winds up and drills a shot, might have deflected wide, as it never got to Copley in the crease. Here's Patterson, sending it down low in the right corner. It is Maxime Goudreau. He's run into there by J.D. Peterson. Play goes back in behind the net now. Taken over here outside the left circle by Brad Robbins. Robbins spins around, sends it back to the top right circle to Patterson. His shot saved by Copley. Rebound shot saved by Copley again as Goudreau is denied on the backhand. Back to Schmaltz now. High slot. He gives off here to Robbins. Down low. Giving there towards the forward, Chris Kulo. As Patterson now gets it back to Schmaltz. His shot gets through, saved away by Copley, and Copley pouncing on top of it, not letting the rebound off, making the save with 14:53 to go here in the Platte Valley State Bank first period of play. It is still 0-0 with 57 seconds left on the Sioux City power play, as Copley making a couple big saves here early on as he tries to get back into rhythm here on home ice, where the last time he played here at the Bureau Event Center in front of a crowd, that was his home crowd. Well, he made 39 saves on 40 shots against the Omaha Lancers in preseason. Puck to be dropped now inside that right circle in the Tri-City zone, where it is now tied up along the right wing half wall as the Musketeers try to get after it here. Here on this power play for just another 45 seconds. And with it now and digging after it is Peter Merrick, trying to give it to Nelson, but lost it here. McCarl steals it away, sends it around the boards, out at the left point and keeping it in there. It is the defenseman Piazza, but now the Storm deflected out to center ice, and here's Vecchione racing ahead up the right wing side. But good job there by Piazza, shielding him away from the puck, and the Musketeers go back the other way, and on the attack here with the power play. Here's Jackson Lee coming in. Good block shot there by Sins with the stick as the puck goes back and behind the Storm cage. Now all the way back to the blue line, and Schmaltz with it. Down low for Lee. Back to Schmaltz. Winds up with a quick snapshot to the net, wide to the right. And now taken here by Sioux City once again. Deflected away. Here's Soren Janssen shorthanded. 8 seconds to go on the power play. And Janssen comes in. Deke one way. Somehow saved away there by that of Matt Scott, as the deke there by Janssen lost the puck on his stick and could never get the backhand shot in on Scott. But the Storm successful at killing the power play here for Sioux City. And the Storm one for one in the penalty kill department as they now move on the attack. Here's Kenny Brooks now moving ahead down across the attack blue line. His shot to the net scooped up there by Scoff, who will hang on to it with 13:41 to go in this Platte Valley State Bank first period of play. Soren Janssen moments ago had an opportunity on a breakaway to give the Storm a 1-0 advantage as he picked the pocket of Sam Piazza, went in and lost it as he went in for that little deke to the backhand, and Scoff able to make that save. Here's McConnell off the face-off win by the Storm. His shot goes well wide. Taken here by the Musketeers. Where is now Johansson feeding ahead for Patterson. Patterson comes in. The deep move opportunity. Great save made there by Copley. Tipsy Skippy, are you kidding me? And the goal now waved off as the net came off its moorings as the Musketeers crashing it there. And now a little extracurricular activity here after it's all said and done. My goodness, what a save there by Phoenix Copley. who moments ago made a brilliant save on the initial shot by Patterson and on the follow-up there, I believe, by Johansson. What a spectacular save there by the netminder, Phoenix Copley. He's putting on a show here in the first period. 13:27 to go in this first period. It's still zeros up on the scoreboard. And moments ago, Phoenix Copley keeping it that way. Now the net needs to be tended to here, down on the ice level. And the faceoff will come outside the Tri-City zone after the net was crashed there by the Musketeers. So just in front of the Storm bench, left wing side for the Storm, right wing side for the Musketeers. And now Andrew Durante's getting into it a little bit here with Josh Erickson. They now move Durante's over to the other side. He'll go against Nelson now on the tie-up. Storm win this faceoff. Now just feed it up along the left wing side, but able to get to it there was Vorobiev, and he's able to just send it into the Tri-City zone. Storm, though, get after it here. It is Trevor Moore down low with Sean Murphy. Taken here by Erickson, who's checked there in the boards there by Sins, who roughs him up as they continue on along the end boards there, just in behind the net of Copley. It is Smith behind the net once again. Nelson tries to get after it. Now onto the stick of Erickson. He just cycles it back down low for Nelson, who sends it on through in behind the net. It'll be Henry trying to get to it there, and David Henry unable to do so as the Storm steal it away, and it's Roboski playing it ahead, giving it to Durante's. Can't get out of the zone. It is Smith with a shot from the left point. That one deflects wide into the right corner boards. Back behind the net, the puck will trickle on down to the left corner, collected here, though, by Nelson. On back to Vorobiev. His shot wide to the right, comes back off in front. And it'll be Trevor Moore with it here. And he collects it, moving it up the right wing side. It is Moore chipping it ahead now as the Storm will get a change here with 12:25 to go in this first period. 0-0 as it will be Delgadillo with it from his own zone for the Musketeers. Up the right wing side, feeding it there for Jackson Lee, who deflects it forward into the Storm zone once again. It'll be Copley playing it back behind his own net there. Off to the left corner where Goudreau had it. Now loses it there on a good check there by Peterson as the Storm move back the other direction. Here's a chance in front. Nykop redirects in on goal. Somehow saved by Scoff. What a great setup there. It looks like possibly McArdle on that setup or Vecchione. Either way, a great play there by the Storm. And we get a media timeout taken here at the 11:59 mark of this first period. We're going to step aside for a quick moment. When we come back, more of the Platte Valley State Bank first period of play next, right here on the Storm Radio Network.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Vero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Viero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Tri-City Storm has pink ice.
Check it out.
Saturday, October 15th, the Storm battled the Chicago Steel.
And it's pink in the rink night.
In support of breast cancer awareness,
the Storm will be in special jerseys.
And the ice will be pink.
For the first time ever.
You gotta see it to believe it.
Plus, catch another rockin' runs of Boost Game Skate.
With free ice skating.
Purchase your tickets before the day of the game and save $1 on each ticket.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
It's the number one party in town.
And Saturday, October 15th.
It's pink in the rink night.
Learn more at stormhockey.com.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
Presented by Viero.
Dreaming of upgrading your car? Get there with great auto loan rates from Platte Valley State Bank. The open road awaits. Find a vehicle that is dependable, fuel efficient, and equipped to help you explore. So whether it's your first car or you're just changing out your existing wheels, Platte Valley State Bank has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% annual percentage rate. See a personal banker for complete details or apply online at pvsb.com. Don't delay. This offer won't last long. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
So what does a good time sound like?
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is the Storm Radio Network.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
Welcome back, everybody, here at the Platte Valley State Bank First Parade of Play. We are still resuming here at the world's largest T-shirt toss from the ice out into the stands. And exciting time here for the fans, of course. But they will remove everybody from the ice and get things going once again here as we are zeros up on the scoreboard with 11:59 to go here in this Platte Valley State Bank First Parade of Play. And getting ready for the faceoff coming up in the left circle to the stick side of Matt Skopp, who's been equally as impressive here as Phoenix Goplin. A couple big opportunities to have to challenge shooters, and doing so, robbing Nykop moments ago before this media timeout. It is Nykop watching Becchione win this draw all the way back to the blue line. Peterson sends a quick shot towards the net. That one taken back over here, and now it'll be played in the other direction as the Musketeers try to work in on the attack. Here's the puck now, pushed out towards the blue line. Storm get it out. Back in the Sioux City zone, here is Janssen trying to chase down. Gets shielded away there by Ferguson. No interference call made there by Steve Thompson, the referee. Play continues on. And down to the left corner, Ferguson tries to get to it. Plays it back around the boards. Taken over there by the Musketeers, but they can't get it out. Vecchione able to keep it in. Puck up in the air. It's down onto the stick into the right corner. Nikita Sorokin can't clear. It's the Storm keeping it in. Yep, it's Johnson now with it. His shot towards the net. That one's blocked away there in front. Back now to Johnson again. A quick shot there to the net and gloved away by Skopp. And now it's Johnson getting into it a little bit with Jeff Ferguson, the defenseman for the Musketeers. So 11:11 to go here in the Platte Valley State Bank first period of play. Still scoreless. Shots on goal. The Musketeers with 7. The Storm with 5. Musketeers have the only power play of the game. And of course, 0-for-1 with that man advantage. Tim Bonner not able to take the draw coming in late off the bench, so it'll be Brad Shearhorn to try to win this faceoff. Losing this one, however, as the Musketeers have it. Push it out towards center ice. Storm take it right back. It is Hrabowski playing it to Greg Johnson, but turned over in the neutral zone. Now back into the Tri-City end. It is Patterson playing it in behind Copley's net. Turned over here. Here's Patterson in front to Robbins. Backhand shot saved away there by Copley as he hangs on with 10:52 to go here in this first period. And Copley again dazzling there on a cross-crease save as Robbins denied there in front. And this Musketeer team can make passes and plays. And Copley, aware of that, able to make a big save there. And part of that, being 6'3", Phoenix Copley covers a lot of that net for the Tri-City Storm. Now, a left circle face-off here in the Storm end. The Storm come away with this victory and charging up ice. Here come the Storm. It is Nick Lappin passing over to Heikki Liitas. Liitas tries to make a play, trying to pass it in behind the net. But turned over here, and Patterson with it. Patterson plays it over ahead for Pontus Johansson. The Swedish forward there could not get to the puck, and now the Storm force it right back in the Sioux City end, where it is now pushed around here and eventually forced right back in there by Heikki Liitas. Both these teams haven't played each other, obviously, in the preseason. Still trying to feel each other out here in the early going of this opening game for both teams. An road opener here for Sioux City. Of course, a home opener for the Storm. They really want to get things rolling here on the season, especially for the Storm, trying to get off to a good start. Trying to see if they can propel that good start to a playoff berth. Here's a chance out of the Storm. Rebound in front, and Moore is denied there by Skopp. And now a penalty upcoming here against the Musketeers as Trevor Moore was knocked on down to the ice. And they'll call a tripping here, and it's going to go against Larry Smith Jr., the defenseman for the Musketeers. He'll go off. Time of this penalty, 10:03 into period number one. And the Storm will get a power play, their first of the regular season. Storm only scored on one power play in the preseason. They want to see that power play get going in the right direction here. And this would be a great way they can score on the regular season opening power play. Storm winning the draw. Back to the right point. Greg Johnson just gives it on back to Soren Janssen. Janssen fading in, getting some pressure there by David Henry. Puts a shot to the net. That one's blocked away. Nykop with it, giving on now to Janssen. Janssen looks back to Johnson. Johnson with it. A wrist shot to the net. It is deflected away. Not sure if Skopp got a piece of it, I should say, as it came to him. I believe part of his stick might have made a partial save on that. Hard to say, but now the puck goes on back into the Tri-City zone where the Musketeers cleared it. It is Greg Johnson now playing up the right wing side. Turnover there, though, and it's Maxime Gaudreau just sending it back 175 feet into the Storm zone with A minute 18 to go here on the Tri-City Power Play. 9:10 to go here in this opening period. Here's Greg Johnson sending it in deep now into the Sioux City zone. All the way around the boards it goes. It'll be Nykamp giving on now to Vecchione. On back to Janssen. Janssen gives over to Greg Johnson. Greg Johnson, a pass in front to Vecchione, who's robbed there by the glove of Matt Scoff. The goal light came on. The fans were celebrating, thinking it could have been a goal, but it will not be a goal. Instead, it'll be a save there by Matt Scoff, and we'll get a faceoff coming up in the right circle to the glove side of Scoff with 8:56 to go here in this first period. The Storm have exactly 1 minute left here on their power play. It's the replay showing here. Scoff easily making that save in the glove. And maybe the anticipation of Vecchione scoring that opening goal here in the regular season. Didn't happen. Vecchione, of course, scored the first goal in the preseason against the Lincoln Stars on a beautiful goal. And now they get things going underway here. 8:56 to go in the first. 1 minute left on the power play. Out comes the line of Nick Lappin, Kenny Brooks, and Hakey Litas. It is Lappin that wins this draw. The Storm doing an excellent job winning faceoffs here. They've won 8 of the 12 so far as Hakey Litas passing down low, giving to Nick Lappin, back to Hakey Litas, onto the point. Here's a shot by Roboski. That one goes wide. In behind the net, it'll be Lappin trying to collect it. He plays it on back to the left point to Peterson. Now to Roboski. Roboski down low to Litas. Litas fakes one way, moves in with a shot. That one's blocked away. Puck goes out across the blue line as it's chipped out of the zone there by Nelson with 33 seconds left here on the Storm power play. 8 minutes and 27 seconds left here in this first period. And the Storm and the Musketeers going at it here on the regular season opening night in the United States Hockey League. As the puck gets sent now back in the Sioux City zone, it is Peterson sliding on down, keeping the puck into the left corner. Good jump there by the defenseman. Storm still have some time to attack here at this power play. Just 14 seconds remain, but as we say that, shipping it out of the zone there was Josh Erickson. And the Storm now take possession of it with just 6 seconds left on the penalty here to Matt Scoff, who got that penalty, by the way, not Larry Smith, as he will be the one serving it. But Larry Smith Jr. comes out of it. Not sure if that might have been wrong, excuse me, on the player chart. Larry Smith, of course, number 11, and Scoff 31. So I think maybe, possibly, a burnt out light showing that one. Here's Leaf now trying to play it up along the right wing side for Sioux City as they try to get it out. Taken here and moved up along the right wing side once again by David Henry and eventually pounded in deep into the Tri-City zone as the Storm now out shooting Sioux City 9-8 here. Both teams 0-1 on the power play, still zeros. Here's a chance in front for Sioux City, but swept away. Storm able to keep the puck from sliding on through the slot area on a quick attempt there by the Musketeers. Here's Shearhorn now, left wing side, tries to play it up ahead for Bonner. That one taken over here, though, by Maxime Gaudreau. Looking ahead for Jackson Lee, feeds it now off to Chris Kulo as he gets hit there by the body of Greg Johnson. Now the Storm with it. Here's now Sean Murphy gets tripped up on the play, coming across the blue line. No penalty coming up. Play continues on as the Storm fans looking for that penalty. Here's Sean Murphy now looking to go out in front. Now goes back down low. Loses the puck as it'll be Durante's now picking it up, though, from behind the play. Durante's in the left corner in the Sioux City zone, spinning around for the Storm, trying to create a play. Back to the blue line. Roboski sends it back behind the net. It'll go all the way to the outside right circle, sent there over for Trevor Moore to get to. Now feeding it on back to Sean Murphy. Here's Moore with the puck, trying to make things happen, giving to Durantes, and Durantes will now just get into the right circle, lost the puck, and it's now taken there. Durantes blocking it with his body, trying to keep it in momentarily, but now the Musketeers with it, and Chris Kulo with it as he sends it ahead up into the Storm zone. It'll be taken there. Brad Robbins sending it on back behind the Tri-City net. Shoveled away there as it'll be Greg Johnson playing it ahead. Out towards center ice where it is now Soren Janssen moving up. Here's Nykop. Janssen to Nykop. His shot off to the outside of the post possibly as I believe Scoff getting a piece of it there and the play will go back the other way. Here's Peterson in his own zone. Fades back in behind the net, sends the puck around up the left wing side, feeding to Nykop, sending a pass up in the air over for Vecchione, who just dumps it in deep, and it'll be Janssen going after it here. Cut off here by Nykop. Nykop making a pass out in front, trying to get it to Vecchione, could not. Vecchione retrieving it in front. Here's Nykop centering it to Janssen, who fans on the shot, but Nykop gets it back again. Nykop checked there on the boards. Vecchione now getting in on the play, sending it back over to Janssen, just behind the goal line as it does not quite get in behind the cage. And now Janssen losing the puck here as it's sent back around the boards, up the right wing side, and here come the Musketeers. It is Brad Robbins now getting a pass there by Johansson. Robbins trying to get it back to Johansson, can't get it there. Storm sweep it away, Janssen playing it ahead. It's the Storm on the attack. Vecchione with a quick wrist shot down low. It is Scoff making the save there as the Storm get their 10th shot on goal here in this game. Back to Johnson. Johnson just drives it up into the Sioux City zone as it'll be Scoff sending it back around the boards. Hrabowski trying to keep it in just across the blue line. Could not. Comes out of the zone. And Kenny Brooks with it there. And Kenny Brooks upended heavily there by Noah Nelson. As Brooks slow to get up, but gets up nonetheless and gets back in the play. Here's now Schmaltz creating a turnover there as Brooks, and he lost the puck here, however, as it'll be Kenny Brooks still back in the neutral zone trying to get after it. Brooks, a check there on Noah Nelson, trying to retaliate on the check that he just took by Noah Nelson, and the Sioux City forward Nelson able to work it into the Storm zone, where it's now sent back in behind the net. Greg Johnson just trying to make a play up the right wing side. Kenny Brooks could not get it. Turnover here. It's Nelson with a shot. Blocked away there by Greg Johnson, who's interfered with. And a penalty upcoming here against the Musketeers. Here's now Brooks moving up ice. Sends a shot now in on goal as he gets it right into the glove of Scoff. Scoff makes the easy save as Brooks fired it from just behind the blue line with 4:07 to go here in the first period. We'll get another penalty here to the Musketeers as it will be charging the call to Erickson. So Erickson will get the 2 minutes here for charging as Greg Johnson got knocked down and then they put the hand right up. Not sure if that was on the play there to Greg Johnson. But an interesting call. 15:53 is the time of this penalty here against the Musketeers. Storm now get their second power play of the night right here in this first period. There'll be a left circle draw coming up. Tim Bonner, he'll come out to start off this power play here. This time it'll be Davey Middleton, Brad Shearhorn, and Tim Bonner, the unit out there for the Storm. It'll be Peterson and Sins, the defenseman. Storm come away with the faceoff victory once again. And with it now, it's Sins playing it down low, but knocked out of the zone as Bonner tries to move it back to the blue line. And so the Storm retreat back in their own zone with the power play now. Another minute 45 to go with this man advantage. Sent ahead. It'll be Bonner getting to it here. Back in behind the net. Lost the puck as he slides it on over to the right wing half wall onto Middleton's stick. But Shearhorn now collects. Plays it to the blue line, giving to Sins. Back to Shearhorn. Shearhorn walks in with a shot. Deflects up in the air. And now goes out of play here with 3:36 to go in this Platte Valley State Bank first period of play. A minute 29 to go on the Storm power play. And we're still scoreless here at the Bureau Event Center with the Storm and the Musketeers opening up the regular season against one another. Storm's next game, of course, not till next Friday night at the Mystique Ice Center against the defending Clark Cup champions, the Dubuque Fighting Saints. That game can be heard right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Here's the play now, back behind the net, as the Musketeers trying to attempt to clear it. Ferguson just sent it back there on a weak attempt to go around the boards. Storm were able to keep it in momentarily, but now it's sent the length of the ice here, as Schmaltz able to prevent it from going anywhere deeper in the Sioux City zone. A minute left here on the Storm power play. Their second of the game as Hrabowski just wrists the puck into the Sioux City zone. Goudreau back to get to it there, and he sends it up off the end boards. Now with it, it's Vecchione down low trying to feed it to Nykop. Puck bouncing around, now collected here by Johnson. Sent on back to Greg Johnson. Greg Johnson, a wrist shot right into the glove of Scoff once again, as Scoff able to hang on with 2:50 to go here in this Platte Valley State Bank first period of play. Still scoreless. Storm have 43 seconds left here on the power play. And trying to create something here on home ice. The fans, though, being treated early on. The Storm really have been in the Sioux City zone most of this period on time of possession. Now, Sioux City's had their chances, but mostly off the rush. But look at the shots now. It's 13-8 in favor of the Storm. So the Storm is certainly having a good start to this hockey game. Now they got to continue on. We'll review those New West keys to victory here in just a second, as it is Greg Johnson giving on now to Heikki Liitas. Liitas with it, walks up, takes a slap shot to the net. That one is batted away in front of the crease, off to the right wing half wall, now back to the blue line. It's Greg Johnson giving to Nick Lappin. The co-captain moving in, has it top right circle, passing down low, giving to Liitas, now all the way back to the point. Greg Johnson with it. Fakes a shot now, moving in with a quick wrist shot to the goal. That one bounces up. Hrabowski able to keep it in front, and Scoff will cover it up as it comes down to him in the crease with 8 seconds to go on the power play. 2:15 to go here in the Platte Valley State Bank first period of play. Taking a look at those New West keys to victory tonight. You got to support the puck if you're the Storm. They've done that for the most part here in this first period. The second key to the game was feed off the opening night energy. And for the most part, the Storm have done that. You need to be physical. This has been a physical game so far by both teams. There you go. There's tonight's New West keys to victory. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West for the athlete and all of us. Here's the puck now out in front. Durantes with the shot. That one's blocked away there. Now it'll be taken down low. Murphy giving to Durantes. Towards that of Trevor Moore, but it's batted away. And now the Musketeers go back the other direction. Here's Erickson now with it. Knocked on over there by Brian Sins. The Storm watching go in their zone. It's Patterson sending a shot to the net. Rebound in front, and Robbins fires it wide. Here's the puck up the left wing side. Moving it there. It was Murphy trying to get it out. Could not. And now Moore with it. It is Trevor Moore up towards the right wing side. Trying to feed it there to Durantes. Stolen away here by Piazza. And he just sends it right back in the Tri-City zone with under 90 seconds left here in this opening period on opening night. Ferguson wristing the puck in from the red line for Sioux City. Back in now the Storm zone where it's taken here by Brian Sins. Pushed out to center ice to Durantes. Play continues on as Durantes will try to play it up the left wing side. But it goes up off the bench and back into play. So they'll call it dead right here with a minute 12 to go here in this first period. Shots on goal now 17-9 in favor of the Storm. Off the faceoff now. Storm with it. It'll be Peterson firing it in deep now into the Sioux City zone. Around the boards it goes. It'll be cut off there by Bonner, but in behind the net, Ferguson collects it, sends it around the boards, chipped away, and now here's a chance, a two-on-one for Sioux City. It's Goudreau coming in with Chris Kulo. Chris Kulo lost the opportunity there as the pass there by Goudreau, a bad one, and the Storm able to clear it on out to center ice. Retreating now is Jordan Schmaltz, the projected first-round NHL draft pick here in the June 2012 draft. Able to work it back to center ice, but Sioux City having a hard time moving in transition here tonight. Good job by the Storm team defense-wise. Here's Chris Kulo now with the puck. Offsides, though, here against the Musketeers. That'll halt play once again with exactly 30 seconds left here in the Platte Valley State Bank first period of play. Scoreless between the Storm and the Musketeers. The faceoff upcoming outside the Tri-City blue line. Are they going to move it all the way back towards the Sioux City blue line? They will. So it'll be on the right-wing side for the Storm, left-wing side for Sioux City. Out of that neutral zone faceoff dot. Janssen loses this one. A rare loss here for the Storm in the faceoff department. They've won 10 of the 16 draws here so far tonight. 20 seconds to play here in this first period. Up the left wing side. The Musketeers work it back the other direction as it's, icing's waved off here. And going after it there once again was Maroney. All the way back to center, Vorobyev. He cuts it off, but trying to get it back in is quickly taken away there by Nykop, who's taken on down to the ice. And how's that not a penalty? It's Janssen walking in with a shot. Gets it back, and it'll go to Vecchione as he puts a quick shot there at the buzzer. But it will not count, as it was blocked off anyways. With 20 minutes gone in this opening night, the Storm, after the first 20 minutes of action, have outshot Sioux City 17-9. But regardless, it is still scoreless going to the locker room. We come back, we'll talk about this first period, as well as going to Thoughts After One, previewing the Eastern Conference this season. That's still ahead here on the Central Hydraulic First Information Report next, right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center. And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business. And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
The Tri-City Storm has pink ice.
Check it out.
Saturday, October 15th,
the Storm battled the Chicago Steel.
And it's pink in the rink night.
In support of breast cancer awareness,
the Storm will be in special jerseys.
And the ice will be pink.
For the first time ever.
You gotta see it to believe it.
Plus, catch another rockin' runs of post-game skate
with free ice skating.
Purchase your tickets before the day of the game and save a dollar on each ticket.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
It's the number one party in town.
And Saturday, October 15th,
it's pink in the rink night.
Learn more at stormhockey.com.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
Presented by The Arrow.
I just downloaded an app for my phone. Let's see if this works. Phone, find me a burger and a Coke.
I'm busy right now.
What? I guess I'll call a human.
Like your mom.
Whoa, listen. If I'm gonna have a burger, I have to have a Coke.
Talk to the hand.
No one says that anymore.
I've got a lot of drama going on.
All right, well, why don't we go together?
Four blocks for a burger and a Coke.
Thanks, phone.
Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
And welcome, everybody, to the Central Hydraulic First Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com. We'll get to the Stadler Implement period recap in just a second. Also, thoughts after one, where the Storm and the Musketeers are scoreless after the first 20 minutes of action. Thoughts after one, we'll talk with Seth Plank previewing the Eastern Conference here in just a second. So far in the hockey game, no goals to talk about, but the Storm putting 17 shots in on goal as Matt Skoff has made 17 saves on those 17 shots. Dennis Copley, conversely, has made 9 saves on 9 Musketeer shots and able to do so here in front of the home crowd. And so far it's been a goaltender's battle as a total of 26 shots combined in that first period, but yet we are scoreless. Faceoffs in the hockey game, 10-6 in favor of the Storm. The Storm also have the advantage on the power play at 2 power plays to 1, but the Storm are 0-2 at the man advantage. Sioux City is 0-1. 3 penalties in that opening period. Started with the Storm penalty. 2 is for slashing against Greg Johnson, 4:04 in. Then at 10:03, it would be Larry Smith serving a 2 is for tripping call. And it was 2 minutes for charging. It was Josh Erickson getting that charging call at 15:53 in, and that would be the only 3 penalties there in that opening period. And again, after 20 minutes. Scoreless between the Storm and the Musketeers. Seth Blank, on that Stadler Implement period recap so far, your thoughts on that first period alone?
Things look good from a Tri-City standpoint that first period. I mean, Phoenix Copley, that was an outstanding save he had about 4.5, I marked it down here, about 6.5 minutes in. He makes an initial save on a 2-on-1 Sioux City rush. And, you know, the puck's still loose, and Sioux City's able to get the regained possession and shoot it. Copley's laying in the crease. He reaches up, dives, knocks it away with his glove hand. And I liked what I saw from Tri-City's offense as that period evolved. I mean, at one point, they were trailing in shots in the first, 8-6. Now look at it, 17-9. They outshot them 11-1 the second half of that period. And the only thing that's missing are the goals.
There you go. That's the Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement, making farming easier these days in the great state of Nebraska with a great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. There you go. So it is 0-0 after 20 minutes. And now we move into thoughts after one, where Seth Blank, once again, my guest on Thoughts After One. Seth, it's going to become the Seth and Skip show here tonight, I think. But we're going to preview the Eastern Conference. There is no doubt that the Eastern Conference here, Seth, is the better conference this season heading in, because they've got the most returning players with 99 returning players that have USHL experience. Green Bay with 15 of them, Dubuque with 10. Those two teams favor to win the Anderson Cup without a doubt. And then, of course, you got Muskegon in the mix. Youngstown looks very promising, although struggling against Team USA here, the U-17s. We'll talk about that in a second on the scoreboard update. But overall, the Eastern Conference is very tough. Have you ever seen a year like this where the Eastern Conference is really the tougher conference going into the year and everybody knows it?
Not overall. I mean, usually the East would have two, maybe three good teams that you thought could win the Clark Cup. But this year, when you look at Dubuque making the move from the Western Conference to the East and who they return, I mean, they got their goalie Matt Morris back. He was a rock in net last year for them. And then their third leading scorer is Zemgus Gergensen, who's creating a buzz across USHL. Tri-City in the West probably caught a break by Dubuque moving to the East. And, of course, that brought over the Waterloo Blackhawks to the Western Conference. And even though Waterloo struggled last year, they look like with who they have back, they could be a team contending for the Western Conference this season.
So let's talk about that, because you talked about a couple of the players. You know, a lot of scouts leaving the Fall Classic talked about how deep the talent pool is overall. And without a doubt, you look to the Eastern Conference with a lot of those players. Zemgus Gergensen's obviously the elite of that class. Jordan Schmaltz here for Sioux City, probably the second best player in the league, and he's a defenseman, of course. But you look at Green Bay's roster, and they certainly have a lot of talent. Muskegon, Jordan Masters, a lot of people feel that Jordan Masters is going to be the guy this year that's going to carry a bulk of the load. And then don't forget about Daniel Tarasov.
At Indiana, he does is score goals. It's something Tri-City's looking for. You know, last year the Storm struggled, but with the young talent coming in, hopefully it can get better. And like you said about the East, Green Bay, Dubuque have to be the odds-on favorites to win that division.
Yeah.
Same two teams that met in the Clark Cup Finals last year. You know, a lot of times you see teams who win the Clark Cup kind of drop a little bit the next year, but Green Bay has been up there. I mean, this is, what, three, four straight years. They have been really good. They're doing a good job of developing talent,
and
finding
scouting.
Talent.
Yep. Exactly. Scouting's been the big key there. Again, Seth Blank, my guest once again here on Thoughts After One, the Tri-City Storm beat writer from the Kearney Hub. You and Dale Miller both doing kind of some feature pieces to the Tri-City Storm going into this season. We're going to talk a little about that in the second intermission on the Western Conference preview. But, you know, one of the things that really stands out to me is this – you see what the Storm are doing here tonight, kind of the difference. They're more of an attacking team, a more forward-heavy team. You look throughout the league, the Eastern Conference doesn't necessarily have bad defense by any means, because you look at it, Green Bay considered very good defense. Dubuque, same exact thing. And then you look at it, Indiana has some good defensemen, same with Muskegon. Youngstown, two guys, and Chris Bradley, and also the gun kid there from Youngstown. And I can't even think of his name. I feel really
Michael Gunn.
Thank you, Michael Gunn. Michael Gunn is a guy who I think is extremely good. And then Kevin Liss on the back end as well. There's so many good players on the Eastern Conference side of things overall, but their defense is also very good. And that can help teams right off the bat win games, because, well, the offense, like the Storm right now, even though they have 17 shots on goal, still haven't generated one goal yet.
Right.
You're still trying to get that continuity and that consistency offensively.
And the problem with the East is the reason people don't recognize the defenseman over there. Look at the forwards they're going against primarily. I mean, you look at the East, it's the top-end guys in this league. And right now, the West, I'm trying to think of who their top-end guy in the West would be that would match up to Zemgus Gergensen's over in the East, or Daniel Tarasov, just a pure goal scorer.
You look at overall the matchup. I mean, Teddy Doherty or Dubuque, as far as matchups go, I mean, Mike Matheson and Dubuque. Dubuque has obviously some very good defensemen, but that Eastern Conference overall, I mean, there's no question that it's going to be – they're going to beat up on each other. Waterloo is going to play against a lot of those teams too, so everybody thinks that Waterloo is going to be the frontrunner to win the Western Conference, and while that may be very well true, one thing that people have to take into account, they don't play the Western Conference as much as they do with the Eastern Conference. Now, they play four games against the Storm, four against Lincoln, so on and so forth throughout the Western Conference, so – all in all, they're still going to have to find a way to win some games out East with an East heavy load, with Green Bay and Dubuque being the teams that they play the most.
And let's not forget, it's a 60-game season. I mean, injuries happen. Look at the Tri-City last year. They looked like they were in line to make the playoffs come December, and then February, March, injuries hit, and it was just a nosedive, and they end up finishing last in the Western Conference, which I don't think anyone expected Tri-City to finish there, but things happen in hockey, and it's not, you know, how you look at NCAA basketball. You have the top teams year in, year out. Well, in the United States Hockey League, I think anything can happen. Besides, Chicago is going to struggle. They just don't have the pieces, and Des Moines in the West likely will struggle too. But anyone else, these kids, everybody forgets, they're 16 to 20, 21 years old, and sometimes you never know what you're going to get. Some of these kids start out slow, and they turn out to be all-stars, and some you think are going to be all-stars, and they don't end up being as good as you thought they were going to be.
With all the hype, for me right now, I would have to think that the team I look at saying that this is the best team going into this year, by far, is Dubuque, right? Is that,
I would agree with that.
They got the best player in the league.
They got a great goalie.
Jurgensen, Matt Morris, who, you know what, it's funny, I talked to Tyler Ambergy yesterday about him, and, you know, he said that, you know, this year might be a little different for Matt Morris. It's a different type of team. You know, with the forwards being very good, he says we'll see how much better Matt Morris really is this year, because, you know, last year he did benefit from a team that stayed back and supported the puck well, because they had to, because their defense wasn't that good at the start of the year. That was a team that did not have a good defense, and they ended up winning the Clark Cup.
And Tyler Amberger's gone now, so I'm sure he expects Matt Morris's goals against average to just go up. You know, he's not there. He's going to be Tri-City.
You know what's funny? He likes everybody there, and there's no doubt. I mean, he's excited about coming back to the Storm, and that is the big news of the day. There's no question. Let's go ahead and get your thoughts really quick on that, because we do have some time. Your thoughts on Tyler Ambergy coming back to the Storm. You saw him, of course, in that first year. Again, my guest here on Thoughts After One, by the way, Seth Blank from the Kearney Hub. What does this do, do you think, for the Storm? Because you do know him very well.
I think it's a big plus. I mean, right now, Tri-City, with the injury situation to Dalton Spicer and Dylan Maller, with Maller getting put on IR, you start the season with five defensemen, okay? And you look at the defensemen they have. J.D. Peterson played last year in the league for Des Moines. Greg Johnson played for Sioux City. Now, they're not, I don't think coaches would consider them top-end defensemen. But what Tyler Ambergy can bring is that stability, that leadership for some of these younger guys to bring them along, you know, show them the ropes, show them what it takes to play in this league. You know, Tyler's played in this league for, what, 3 years now?
Yeah, and he's played junior hockey with the development program as well. You got to add that in. I mean, this is a guy who's going into his fifth year with junior hockey experience plus international experience.
And he's a big body.
Yes.
And that's
6'2",
what I like.
6'2", 215.
Yeah, I mean.
And he can move the puck well, and he can shoot it well from the blue line.
When I watch Tri-City, sometimes I'm a little worried when their defensemen are in their own end going up against guys like the offense that has the puck along the boards. Sometimes they struggle to rough the guy up. They kind of want to patty cake him sometimes. You know, just give him a little push in the back, but they don't want to get in there, get their nose dirty, grind, get the puck, and get it out. And I think Tyler Ambergy will definitely show those guys how to do that. He also brings a presence on the power play.
Which right now is missing. There's no question. I mean, you don't have guys that are power play quarterbacks. I mean, Dylan Maller's figured to be in there, and Maller will probably end up being a guy that you use towards the end of the year, but obviously he's on IR. He's going to take some time to grow and mature. It may not be till January that he really gets going on the power play. So right now, Tyler Ambergy, that is, fits the need that the Storm absolutely have.
And let's not fool ourselves. I know we're talking high on Tyler Ambergy. He's not an offensive defenseman.
No, he's not.
I mean, he's not going to come out here and light up to
but he is a good
10, 15
But he
goals.
Is a good puck-moving defenseman in his own zone.
He's very good, and the one thing I noticed here tonight in that first period, Tri-City, I talked to Coach Shenick about this earlier this week, but the defensive breakouts are a concern. And there were a couple times there in that first period where Tri-City turned the puck over near their net, and it almost led to Sioux City goal. And those are the mistakes you can't allow to happen. That happened last year, and those are killers. I mean, not only does your defense get a little shook, they're not as confident when those turnovers start happening, but heck, you're behind in the hockey game, and when you're not scoring goals, those one goal games are a little harder to win.
Absolutely. Again, Seth Blank from the Kearney Hub, my guest here on Thoughts After One on the Central Hydraulic First Anniversary Report. And Seth, we'll talk about the Western Conference coming up, but let's preview it really quick. Has there ever been a year where really nobody knows who could win the West? Because while Waterloo may be favored, let's be honest, they'll have some losses there. So do you agree that right now the Western Conference, there is nobody has any idea who could be the best?
No, I don't think there's that team that's head and shoulders above everyone else. Then again, sometimes you never know. I mean, there's times you don't expect Fargo to be up there or Omaha. I mean, the West, you look at last year, Dubuque was solid. They were always up towards the top. But there was a huge rotation of teams going from second to third to fourth to fifth. And I think you're going to see that again this year. Now, I'm not Nostradamus or anything, but the West, for some reason, these coaches and their teams are always battling back and forth, switching spots. And Tri-City, right now, they got a young team. They want to make the playoffs. And I think this is a wide-open stage and a good opportunity for them to do that.
Absolutely. Again, Seth Blank from the Kearney Hub. We'll talk to him again on Inside the Booth coming up on the next intermission report after the second period. Thanks, as always, Seth.
Thank you, Skip.
There you go. We come back. We'll take a quick break. Come back with the Midway Auto Group scoreboard next right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Vero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 and smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Vero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal. At the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
So scores around the United States Hockey League here tonight. Just four games in action, including this one right here at the Bureau Event Center. Team USA under-17 program. They're beating up on Youngstown. 8-2 is the score. 12:30 left there in the third period. Again, Team USA, wow. Impressive start for the U-17 team. After one period of play in Omaha, it's Omaha and Waterloo tied at one at the intermission. And in the first period, Lincoln and Sioux Falls going at it. It is scoreless from the icebox with about a minute 41 to go in that opening period. The Storm, they're tied with Sioux City. 0-0 is the score after 20 minutes of action. Come back. We'll have the TCBY second period of play in just a bit. That's what's still ahead as the Storm and the Musketeers going at it here tonight. This has been the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update. Check them out online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free, think Midway.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better.
Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.
The Tri-City Storm has pink ice.
Check it out.
Saturday, October 15th. The Storm battle the Chicago Steel.
And it's pink in the rink night.
In support of breast cancer awareness.
The Storm will be in special jerseys.
And the ice will be pink.
For the first time ever.
You gotta see it to believe it.
Plus, catch another rockin' runs of Boost Game Skate.
With free ice skating.
Purchase your tickets before the day of the game and save $1 on each ticket.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
It's the number one party in town.
And Saturday, October 15th.
It's pink in the rink night.
Learn more at stormhockey.com.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
Presented by Viero.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Dreaming of upgrading your car? Get there with great auto loan rates from Platte Valley State Bank. The open road awaits. Find a vehicle that is dependable, fuel efficient, and equipped to help you explore. So whether it's your first car or you're just changing out your existing wheels, Platte Valley State Bank has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% annual percentage rate. See a personal banker for complete details or apply online at pvsb.com. Don't delay. This offer won't last long. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
What makes TCBY the country's best yogurt? TCBY is great tasting real dairy frozen yogurt that's low in fat and cholesterol. Compared to ice cream, it's so lower in calories. TCBY is also packed with the good stuff. We're talking calcium, protein, vitamins A and D. And just like any dairy yogurt, TCBY contains live active cultures, which may improve digestion and boost your immune system. TCBY, the country's best yogurt.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the TCBY second period of play.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
Since 1981, they've been finding what tastes so good with what is so good for you. You wouldn't call it impossible. You'd call it TCBY, the country's best yogurt. And coming up a little bit later in the broadcast, folks, you're going to want to listen to this. You're going to have to log on to Facebook to do so and like the Tri-City Storm page, because if you know who the TCBY player of the period is a little bit later, you'll get a gift card to TCBY. That's upcoming tonight. The TCBY player of the period, it is Michael Vecchione. He is tonight's TCBY player of the period. So you want to know that a little bit later and get on Facebook and tell me who the TCBY player of the period is when you are asked on the Tri-City Storm Facebook. That's what's coming up a little bit later. But if Michael Vecchione scores or doesn't score, it doesn't matter. If he scores here on home ice, it will matter to the entire home faithful, because the home crowd here tonight, they'll get free TCBY. And they'll do so if Michael Vecchione scores. If you happen to know who it is, coming up later on Facebook, you'll have a chance to win a gift card to TCBY, the country's best yogurt. We go to the second period, 5-on-5 hockey. It is zeros up on the scoreboard, where the Storm and the Sioux City Musketeers go into the second period with the Storm dominating the shot count, 17-9. Here's the puck sent up ahead. Here's Kenny Brooks moving in with a quick wrist shot in on goal. Save made there. Rebound in front. Heikki Lehtonen scores! Heikki Lehtonen! Welcome to the 2011-2012 Storm! 1-0 Storm! Lehtonen's first of the season! Time of the goal! 15 seconds in.
Tri-City Storm goal!
And we'll get the official announcement here in just a second. But it looks like Heikki Lehtonen with that goal. And if it is, it looks like it'll be from Kenny Brooks. We don't know the second assist at the moment. 1-0 Storm. Lehtonen, he gets the Storm on the board with his first of the year. And, folks, you're going to want to know that name. This is an NHL-caliber forward.
Goal coming at the 15-second mark of the second period. Scored by number 27, Heikki Lehtonen.
That'll be the only time he stutters on that one.
The assist goes to number 13, Kenny Brooks.
So Kenny Brooks gets the assist on that goal. It is right now 1-0. Here's now Nykop with a shot. That one is taken away, and the Musketeers have it. So Matt Skoff gives up his first goal of the season to Heikki Lehtonen, the Finnish player from Hämeenlinna, Finland, and coming over to the Tri-City Storm this year after playing for HBK. Here's a chance in front. Robbed there as somehow Skoff makes the save once again on Nykop. Wouldn't that be a completion? It's a finish attack here for the Storm with Nykamp and Lidas, but the puck comes back to center and now carried here by Patterson, and he shovels it in deep in the Tri-City zone with 18:33 to go here in this TCBY second period of play. It is 1-0 in favor of the home side, the Storm. Puck goes around the boards, all the way up the long left wing side. Here comes Erickson, darting ahead, moving in with a shot, saved there by Compley, and he hangs on with 18:21 to go, and now a crowd in front of the net. We might see if there will be a little bit of fisticuffs, but the referee, Steve Thompson, he'll have none of it. He'll send a couple guys off the ice quickly here as they announce the TCBY player of the period.
Player of the period is number 4, Michael Vecchione.
So Michael Vecchione, again, the TCBY player of the period. Know that a little bit later on Facebook on the Tri-City Storm page. If you know that, then you will have a chance to win a free gift card courtesy of TCBY, the country's best yogurt. Brian Sinn's going to the box here for the Tri-City Storm after that scrum, likely for a roughing call here. And time of this penalty, 1 minute, 39 seconds in, as Steve Thompson sends Sinn's off to the Sinn bin. As Brian Sinn's will sit in the box. Faceoff will come outside of the zone, though, with Sioux City crashing the net. So Sinn's will get 2 minutes here for roughing. Faceoff comes outside of the zone after the Musketeers crashed the net there in front of Copley. That removes the faceoff on the power play from being in the zone. So the Storm now looking to play a little defensive here on the second power play of the night for the Musketeers. The puck outside the right circle. A battle for the puck continues on. The Storm doing a good job tying it up. The first 25 seconds have been successfully killed here by the Storm. And still a good job here by Kenny Brooks and J.D. Peterson to do their job. But now the referee Steve Thompson blows the whistle, deeming that the puck was covered up by the skates of Kenny Brooks and J.D. Peterson. And so he will blow it dead and drop it in the right circle, where 10 feet away, the puck was tied up along the wall there. So Goudreau now to take the draw against Tim Bonner. Storm able, though, to get successful bodies onto the ice. After the Storm, it will be very good here so far in the penalty kill. Storm able to win this faceoff, send it all the way down the ice, where it'll go on back to the Sioux City zone and taken here by Shearhorn, where he tries to send it in deep and behind the net. Could not. Goudreau able to take it away. And now goes back the other way. Robbins with it outside the right circle. Instead, retrieves it back to the blue line, giving it to Jordan Schmaltz. Schmaltz had 28 power play points a year ago. And now he has the puck back on his stick on this power play. Over to Brad Robbins. Robbins down low, giving there as it'll be played back towards Robbins by Johansson. Puck, though, now chipped away. Storm can't clear. Robbins has it once again. Down low, giving on to Johansson to Schmaltz. Schmaltz into the right circle. An opportunity here for Patterson. On back to Schmaltz. He fades one way, now back in the high slot, just passes on to the top left circle, giving to Robbins. Robbins to Schmaltz once again. Schmaltz looking for a lane, can't shoot it, gives it off to Robbins. His shot to the net, saved somehow there by Copley, and he makes the save through traffic, as that was a windup there by Brad Robbins, and somehow it had eyes to get on goal. But once again, Copley making the save. 16:57 to go here in this second period. 1-0 is the score. The Storm have that advantage, courtesy of Hickey Lidas's first goal of the season, and the first by a Tri-City Storm, with Kenny Brooks getting that assist. Here's a faceoff coming up in the left circle. One on back. It'll be Smith with the puck. Down low. Trying to feed it there for Peter Merrick. Storm trying to chip it away, and finally doing so, it will be Kenny Brooks, who sends it the length of the ice. Nick Lappin applying pressure there on Piazza. Piazza spinning away from Lappin, looking up ice. Now he just retreats back behind his own net. 15 seconds to go here on the Sioux City power play. 16:33 to go in the second period. Storm leading 1-0. Up the right wing side, it's Noah Nelson losing the puck off the skate of Vecchione. Puck now slows down there, hitting the linesman. Out to center, it'll be Vecchione trying to get to it. Lost it. It is Piazza feeding it now to Leaf. Jackson Leaf with a drive to the net. That misses the left corner. And now with Sinn's going back onto the ice, the Storm are back to 5-on-5 hockey here, as Sinn's just chips it out through the neutral zone. Now it's Smith with it. Playing it cross ice. Works it over to Noah Nelson. J.D. Peterson tried to jump up on the play. Nelson comes back the other way. His shot to the net. Saved away there by Compley. And now the Storm trying to clear it out up that left wing side. McArdle could not. Kept in there by Piazza. Here's a chance in front. Nelson with a backhander that goes wide of the net. Now Copley watching it go to the outside right circle. A pass back to the blue line. Schmaltz with it from there. Schmaltz trying to make a pass to Nelson. It gets deflected up and out of play with 15:46 to go here in this second period of play, where it is 1-0 Storm, as Hakey Lidas took him just 15 seconds into the second period to get his first career USHL goal. Now Patterson to take a faceoff here for Sioux City. He'll go against Tim Bonner. Now he gets kicked out, and in comes now Pontus Johansson, the Swedish forward for the Musketeers, coming in to take the draw, and the Storm win this faceoff. Now look to try to retreat out of the zone as the Storm come up the left wing side. It is Bonner sending it up into the right corner. Going after it there, it is Middleton. Middleton trying to pull it away. Has it, gets roughed up on the play there by Ferguson. Storm with it as it is Bonner trying to play it off to the Shearhorn, but the puck is stolen here. And going back the other way come the Musketeers. Here's Schmaltz. Jumps up on the play, lost the puck. Storm steal it. Middleton can't quite reach out to grab it. And Robbins covering there for Schmaltz, backing up through the neutral zone, just plays it right back up that left wing side. And it works it now off the end boards as the Storm now have possession. Hrabowski, he gives on now to Shearhorn, back over to Middleton. Middleton up the right wing side, moves in with a slap shot off the pipe on that right post and off now towards the corner. Here's Murphy now with it. Sean Murphy dancing bottom right circle, lost the puck. Now taken back here is Maroney spinning around, just fires it up that right wing side. Out to center ice where Patterson just sends it, chopping it in deep in this Tri-City zone with 14:35 to go here in the second period. Here's the puck now. Sean Murphy getting drilled into the ice there by Sorotkin as the puck goes up along that right wing side, and a big hit there by Sorotkin. But the play continues on. It is Vorobyev trying to play it back in his own zone, deflected away, and here's a chance. Storm have the puck. It's Durantes down across the blue line, sends it up into the right corner, taken here, and Scoffel just played away in behind his own net, off to that right corner. Lappin with a check there on Merrick. Puck comes back to Durantes. His shot missing the net wide. Now Lappin with it as he has it on his stick. Here's Nick Lappin outside the right circle, spinning around, trying to get away from Vorobyev. Goes from his knees as he gets knocked down, giving off to Lidas. It is Heikki Lidas on back to McArdle at the right point. McArdle will just send it back behind the Sioux City net as Brooks now puts a check there on Delgadillo. Here's now Brooks with it once again. Has the puck getting checked there and now hassled on the play by Delgadillo. It's finally Sioux City taking it and getting it away as Heikki Lidas delivers a big punishing blow there towards that of Cody Maroney. Now here's an opportunity in front, swept away by Greg Johnson as he comes back with a puck loose in the slot area and once again clearing it out towards the neutral zone. It is 1-0 Storm. They have the advantage with 13:24 to go here in the second period. 21-12 are the shots. The Storm all over the Musketeers here so far tonight. Here's now Erickson losing an edge and blowing a tire as he lost the puck outside that right circle, trying to keep it in deep. Storm now with the puck and now moving it towards center ice. Up the left wing side, it's Nykop. He just chops it into the Sioux City zone as it's recovered quickly there by Jeff Ferguson, passing in between his legs, stolen away. Here's Nykop with it. Nykop looking there for Vecchione. On back to Hrabowski. Hrabowski shot. That goes wide. Up off the end board. Storm have it once again. The Storm are all over the Musketeers here, 5-on-5. It's Janssen moving in. A wrist shot to the net, and that one is saved away by Scoff in the midsection, and he will hang on with 12:48 to go here in the second period. 1-0 the score. The Storm have the advantage, and boy, do they look good doing it so far as they've been all over the Musketeers tonight. So a right circle faceoff upcoming. It'll be Sean Murphy to take the draw here against Jackson Leaf. Murphy tries to win this faceoff, but it's taken over here by the Musketeers, and they move it towards center ice. Cut off there by Brian Sins, and he just sends it right back into the Sioux City zone. Now, played here by Sins as he tries to move it up the left wing side. Taken away, though by Chris Kulo. As Kyle Kriskulo now goes back behind the net, trying to get after Hrabowski, who takes the puck away. Nice little move there by Hrabowski to alleviate the pressure as he moves up that left wing side. Hrabowski sends it into the Sioux City zone. Back in behind the net, Scoff will play it around the boards. Goudreau tries to get it out to center, able to do so, but cut off there by Peterson, who just fires a slap shot up into the Sioux City zone. That gets blocked there by Murphy, and now recovered here by Trevor Moore. It is Durantes with the puck. Durantes moving in. Lost an opportunity to shoot the puck as Goudreau able to pick it away. And now it's Kriskulo back the other way, getting tripped up on the play. And there will be a penalty upcoming as a chance in front as Copley makes the save. And we get a whistle and a penalty shot coming up here against that of the Tri-City Storm on Kriskulo getting interfered with there, trying to make the play happen. And they will show the replay here as he was ahead of the play there, but McArdle came back. Boy, that's awfully close. That was a pretty close relay there, but Kriskulo is going to get an opportunity here on a penalty shot. We'll see if he is able to score here. Time of this penalty shot is coming up here at the 8-minute, 7-second mark of the second period for Sioux City. So it'll be Criscullo against Copley here. And Criscullo getting it from now the red line, coming in. 1-on-1 with Copley. Right-handed shot moving into the glove side. Shot saved away easily by Copley. And he is perfect now in the penalty shot column. As with 11:53 to go here in the second period, 1-0 is our score. And the Storm here going to see an opportunity, and we'll see if they can get the media timeout in here. And they will. And so with 11:53 to go in the second period, the media timeout coming. It is 1-0. We'll take a quick break here in a second, but Criscullo able to be denied there by Copley. It is 15 seconds into the second period. And it was that of the newest member of the Storm, Heikki Liitas, scoring 15 seconds into the second period. 1-0 Storm here at the media timeout here in the second period. We'll be back in just a bit with more of the TCBY second period of play next right here on the Storm Radio Network on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Vero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Vero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Tri-City Storm has pink ice.
Check it out.
Saturday, October 15th, the Storm battled the Chicago Steel.
And it's pink in the rink night.
In support of breast cancer awareness,
the Storm will be in special jerseys.
And the ice will be pink.
For the first time ever.
You gotta see it to believe it.
Plus, catch another rockin' runs of post-game skate.
With free ice skating.
Purchase your tickets before the day of the game and save $1 on each ticket.
Tri-City Storm Hockey. It's the number one party in town.
And Saturday, October 15.
It's pink in the rink night.
Learn more at stormhockey.com.
Tri-City Storm Hockey,
presented by Viero.
In 1981, TCBY did the impossible. They combined that tastes so good with that's so good for you. The result? Real dairy frozen yogurt goodness that's low in fat, high in calcium and vitamin D, with 7 live active cultures. That's TCBY, the country's best yogurt.
This is the Storm Radio Network.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
And right back at it in the second period as we're underway out of the media timeout. 1-0 Storm, as it was Heikki Liitas getting his first goal as a member of the Tri-City Storm. Doing so 15 seconds into the period, and the Storm now leading 1-0 as Phoenix Copley just moments ago, by the way, denying Kyle Criscullo an opportunity. Now the Storm on a 2-on-1 as Middleton comes up the ice, up the right wing slide, his shot to the net, and Scoff makes the save with 11:13 to go here in the second period. And Middleton having a chance there to make a play and a pass. And I believe on that opposite side there of Davey Middleton was Tim Bonner, and Bonner had an opportunity with him. Golden chance, but Middleton choosing to take that shot, trying to go for that short side of that glove, and Scoff able to make that save with 11:13 to go here in the second period. Again, 1-0 Storm. They have a lead, and off the draw, trying to track it down. Here's Nick Lappin. Nice little move. Dangles in with a shot, and that one just misses. Now back in the right corner. It'll be Liitas with it again. Here's Heikki Liitas moving at the shot. That one missing wide to the right. Up off the end boards, Roboski down low, giving to Brooks. Now on towards Nick Lappin in behind the Sioux City net. And it'll be now Erickson getting a pass there from Piazza. It is Josh Erickson using the speed up the left wing side. One-on-one there with Greg Johnson. Johnson knocking into him in the boards. And penalty upcoming here as the net comes off its moorings. And we are going to get a cross-checking penalty, and it might be against Greg Johnson. And if so, Sioux City will get their third power play of the game. No, it's against the Musketeers. Noah Nelson, who cross-checked his man into the net. I thought for a second there, as Greg Johnson had a hit there on Josh Erickson, that they were going to call that, but no, it is not. Instead, it's Noah Nelson who goes off as he has a cross-checking penalty here And time of the penalty here at the 9:21 mark of the second period. Storm go back to the power play for the third time tonight. See if they can increase their lead up 1-0. Off the draw, Storm able to win this faceoff. It is Soren Janssen now with it. Janssen, nice little move. Now it's top right circle. Lost the puck, gets it back. Gives it now over to Nykop. Back to the blue line to Sins. Now back to Nykop. Nykop walks in down low.
Hey, gingerbread man, you seem pretty burned. Acapulco?
I wish. I got burned in the old oven again.
Ooh.
Faulty thermostat, uneven heat. Hand me the lotion.
Okay. Except you know that's frost.
Sins with a shot.
Time for a new stove? Come to the Sears Holiday Preheat event starting Friday and save up to 20% on all Kenmore, up to 10% off Whirlpool and KitchenAid, plus an extra 10% off.
Teams can be described as pretty much an absolute guarantee each and every game. In fact, you talk to many of the Storm players, they'll tell you that there's probably not a team they hate more than the Sioux City Musketeers. Now, they don't like necessarily Omaha or Lincoln, but there's no question that they have no love at all for the Sioux City Musketeers. This has become the bigger rival over the last few years, no question. So now a right circle draw upcoming. And it'll be one here this time by the Musketeers as they have another minute 28 to kill. So they are able just to take it and dump it the length of the ice back now in the Tri-City zone as it is Phoenix Copley playing it on down to Roboski. Roboski moving up ice, looking to make a play. Looks up that left wing side, now just guns the puck into the Sioux City zone. Scoffel tried to tee it up there. Turnover, however, because he could not quite get to it. And Nick Lappin now with it all the way back to the blue line. Johnson. Giving back to Nick Lappin. He walks in, tries to deke away from the pressure there, but Vorobiev just was not able to move it out of the zone. Somehow the Storm are able to keep it in. Here's Kenny Brooks now with it. Brooks cycles it down low in behind the net. Hakey Lidas with the puck from there. Giving on now to Nick Lappin. Nick Lappin sending it back to the blue line to Greg Johnson. Greg Johnson just fired up off the right corner boards. Roboski slides down for the point and now covered up there by Kenny Brooks. Towards that back end. Brooks slides on down, trying to help out, trying to get this puck back. But Goudreau just takes it and risks the puck all the way down the ice with just a half minute remaining on the Storm's third power play of the game with 9:05 to go here in the second period. Storm leading here, 1-0. Hakey Lidas, the lone goal scorer here tonight. The puck now back to Greg Johnson stick. He brings it across the blue line, just guns it up into the netting and out of play. They'll say it's deflected, and so this faceoff stays inside the Musketeer zone with 15 seconds left on the Noah Nelson penalty for cross-checking. So now, face-off to the glove side of Matt Scoff. Matt Scoff not traded away, so it was Jake Hildebrand. They had two starting goalies there, and it was Hildebrand getting traded to the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. So now Scoff with Austin Preve, the backup, likely to be the contender to be the starter here this season. David Henry now intercepting a pass that was intended through the slot. But David Henry able to take it and send it all the way down the ice. And now Noah Nelson back out of the sin bin and onto the ice. Where the Storm now just leading 1-0, playing 5-on-5 here. But they've been good 5-on-5 so far. Out shooting now Sioux City 25-14. Here's now Patterson having his way, getting out to center ice. Moving up ahead now down across the attack. Blue line, a shot well wide of the Copley net. Now from the outside. Right circle, another shot coming in on Copley, denied there as Johansson trying to send it there in on Copley. But the puck will now come out to Delgadillo, playing it off now to Jordan Schmaltz. Schmaltz playing it up to the blue line, trying to feed it there to Brad Robbins. Robbins, who came over from the Penticton Bees of the BCHL last year, played a little less than, of course, a half season, but able to still play quite a few games in on that. As Brad Robbins played 42 games and had 34 points last year. A pleasant surprise and certainly a dynamic forward, but haven't seen much from him just yet as the puck gets covered up with a body on top of it just along the end boards there. 7:40 to go here in this TCBY second period of play. Again, 1-0 is our score. Since 1981, they've been combining what tastes so good with what is so good for you. You wouldn't call this impossible. You'd call it TCBY, the country's best yogurt. And so, faceoff comes out across the blue line with Sioux City covering it up. And the Storm able to win this faceoff and now try to move in on the attack. Up along the right wing side, Vecchione tries to get to it there, but Ferguson keeps him from going forward. Jackson Leaf now with it up the left wing side for Sioux City. In on the attack as he goes down along the corner in the Tri-City zone, back behind the net. The puck now tied up as it goes down along the boards. And now Greg Johnson taking a penalty here, and that's an easy one for Steve Thompson to call as Chris Kulo gets leveled down on the ice. And a check from behind penalty will be called here on Greg Johnson. So check from behind is the call. Time of this penalty, 12 minutes and 44 seconds into period number two. So the Musketeers now with their chance at going on their third power play of the game. And they'll come out right now with Maxime Goudreau, along with Brad Robbins, Jordan Schmaltz, of course, up top. You know he's going to play a lot of power play time this season. 28 power play points a year ago, 8 of which being goals, 20 assists. That's what he had last year. As here's now Nick Lappin with a quick shot in on net, shorthanded from the outside right circle. Gets in on Scoff. Scoff will just wisely take it and freeze the puck here. So the Storm will get an offensive zone draw here, shorthanded with a minute 45 to go on this Sioux City power play. 7:01 to go here in this TCBY second period of play. And it feels like a night that is moving very slowly here at the Vero Event Center with opening night festivities. So these two teams feeling that probably just a little bit here, as this is probably the longest they've had to really be out on the ice in a stretch of time outside of practices. And of course, trying to get back into the regular season shape. There's the puck now up the right wing side into the Tri-City zone. Robbins just tries to fire a shot to the net. That one's intercepted quickly there by McCardle. McCardle behind the net tries to get it out of the zone. Could not. Comes on to now Brian Sinza's stick. He takes it, gets tripped up a little bit on the play, but is able to try to get a second effort, but at the blue line, held in. It's Schmaltz getting it from Patterson. Now off to Robbins. Robbins with the puck down low. Johansson now back to the blue line to Schmaltz, who lost it out of the zone. Now he takes it and feeds it off now to Patterson. Now Goudreau with it. Down across the attack. Blue line coming in. Makes a pass off to Johansson. His shot saved away there by Compley. Storm struggling to get it out as it looks like McCardle losing a handle on it. And now it's McCardle going back behind the net, trying to keep it from going out front. Goudreau, though, able to make a play off to Patterson, top right circle. Now on to Schmaltz once again. Jordan Schmaltz goes over to the right circle, skates into the circle. Now passing down low for Goudreau as it's tapped away there by now McCardle. And Josh McCardle, the young defenseman, able just to tie it up along the right corner boards. But Goudreau steals it right back. It's Goudreau with 25 seconds left on the power play. Feeding it to Robbins in the left circle. Robbins back to Goudreau in front of the net. Tries to spin around with a shot. That one's blocked away there. And now Sins with a big hit there in on Goudreau. And that's going to be a penalty to Brian Sins. And the Storm will be shorthanded by two men with the check from behind there on Brian Sins. So 15 seconds of 5-on-3 hockey here for Sioux City. And that's a costly penalty there for the Storm. And Sins will go to the box for the second time tonight, as well as both Sins and Greg Johnson. They have combined for all four minor penalties here tonight for the Storm. So it'll be Sins to the box. Check from behind is the call. And now maybe getting a 10-minute misconduct on top of that. So a 10-minute misconduct to Brian Sins for that check from behind. And he'll stay in the box for a little longer after that hit. Here's the Storm now trying to clear it out of zone. They do, and the 5-on-3 is officially over as the Storm able to work it out. And back onto the ice comes now Greg Johnson. Can't get it out of the box, finally does. And now he races out to the neutral zone where he tries to get to it here. Here's the puck up now to Peter Merrick. He moves ahead across the attack blue line. Looking back to the blue line, giving there now to Piazza. Piazza just passes down once again to Merrick. Now on through as it's now taken over here, and it'll be Jackson Leaf with the puck. Smith will try to play it down low towards Nelson, but chipped away here, and the Storm able to clear it out of the zone. Trevor Moore, by the way, serving that penalty there on that two-minute minor, to Brian Sins. Of course, he'll stay in the box serving that 10-minute misconduct after it's all said and done. Storm now watching the puck get cleared away here from their own zone. The fans appreciating that one as it gets sent all the way down the ice. Or goes back around the boards, up the left wing side. Hakey Lidas, shorthanded. He'll go forward, stop, look to retreat. Now just goes back the other direction. Can't make up his mind. Finally just goes down to the corner, tries to keep the puck there. He's checked against the boards there with just 40 seconds left here on this power play time for Sioux City, who's on their fourth power play of this game. Here's the puck collected here by Middleton. He gets it out of the zone and wisely just backs up, trying to be a little more defensive here with Sioux City on the attack. Here's Goudreau moving in. Goudreau with the shot. That one misses wide to the right. All the way back to Schmaltz at the right point. 15 seconds left on the power play as Patterson has it. Patterson feeding it off now to Robbins. Back to Schmaltz. Schmaltz looks for a lane. Now walks into the left circle, skating around. Gets the puck. Fires a shot blocked by Greg Johnson. And now Patterson with it. Here's now Robbins. Robbins taking a shot in on net. That one somehow sneaks through the crease uncontested and does not get into the back of the net. It's the Storm. We're not able to get there, but so are the Musketeers. Here's a shot by Robbins wide of the net. Here's a shot in on goal, and somehow Cumpley makes the save near the goal line as the Storm get back to full strength. 3:20 to go here in the TCBY second period of play. Still 1-0 Storm, and they had to weather, so to speak, a storm of their own with the Musketeers on the attack with an abbreviated 5-on-3 power play near the end there. It looked like it could have been possibly a 1-1 hockey game. As it was Johansson just putting it to the net, and Copley able to make that save. So back to 5-on-5 hockey. What could be the remainder of this second period. Storm leading here 1-0. Shots on goal right now 26-17 in favor of the Storm. The Storm with a total of 9 shots on goal here in the second period. Sioux City with just a total of 8 shots on goal. So, by the way, the time of the penalty to Brian Sins, 14:30 was the time of the penalty. Moore serving that one. Brian Sins stays in the box. So the Storm down to just 4 defensemen as they only dressed 5 here this evening. Storm dressing one less skater here on opening night due to the fact that they do not have Tyler Ambergy just yet. And Dalton Spicer and Dylan Maller, of course, both still injured. The only healthy scratch tonight for the Storm was a forward in Tim Lappin. So instead of dressing 13 forwards, head coach and general manager of the Storm, Drew Shenick, feeling to go with just 12 forwards, getting 4 lines established here on opening night and rotating through 5 defensemen. Trying to fix right now the net. The players now just skate around a little bit here. And you wait to try to fix the crease area as the net kind of got knocked off its moorings, so now they have to take a drill and try to get the pegs back in so they get the net back on the goal line there. And they look like they've done that successfully, and so we'll get it going here. And get it on the pegs, and the guys right now just kind of standing around and kind of waiting with the offensive zone draw coming up for Sioux City. The defensive zone face-off here for the Storm with 3:20 to go here in the second period. It'll be Sean Murphy to take this face-off. He wins it on back to the corner as McArdle collects it. And the Storm now look to exit the zone quickly. Here's Durantes with the puck. Up along the right-wing side, comes down across the attack blue line, sending it up into the right corner. After it, there is Murphy along the end boards there. Play continues on as it will be taken over here. And the Musketeers collect it and move in transition. Here's Vorobiev giving to Erickson. Erickson with a shot. That one's blocked there by Peterson as the play continues on. Now in behind the net. It'll be taken here. It'll be Peterson trying to play it up along the right wing side, able to do so there. And the puck will get taken back. Here's Murphy down across the attack blue line. He moves in on right wing. Going down in behind the net now. Vorobiev giving him room. Vorobiev watching now Murphy come into the slot. His shot, that one's blocked away, comes back to Murphy. Could not get a return shot there. But now Moore gets a turnover here. A shot to the net. Blocker save made there by Scoff. And now the Musketeers with it. Trevor Moore with a quick shot there in on Scott, but now here's Brooks. He comes out with a shot. That one saved away there as the puck will go back in behind the net. Now Brooks having the puck. Moving now outside the right circle. Walking on down to the corner. Back towards the blue line. Taking over. Hakey Lidas with it. Lidas dropping it back to Craig Johnson. A drive, and that one well wide of the net. Now collected up off the end boards. Attempted to at least was Matt Scoff, but the Storm continue on. It's Kenny Brooks now hooked up. Penalty upcoming here against the Musketeers. Lidas from a tough angle. His shot, that one's blocked away there. Now Brooks giving on now to Craig Johnson, who goes down low. It is Brooks to Johnson. Johnson now with Vecchione onto the ice. Looking around, it's Johnson faking a shot, moving in, a slap shot to the net, rebound in front, opportunity for the Storm down low, but Scoff makes the save, hangs on, and with a minute 41 to go here in the second period, the Storm will go on a power play to try to close out the period, trying to increase their lead, already leading 1-0, and time of the penalty here to Sioux City, 18 minutes, 19 seconds in to the second period, and going off will be Delgadillo with the penalty for the Musketeers. So the Storm now get their 4th power play of the game. So Jose Delgadillo, he goes off. Storm go back on the power play, 4th time tonight. Johnson loses this faceoff here as the puck is taken here by Sioux City, sent all the way down the ice as it'll go towards Copley, and Copley will just try to play it away. Holding is the call, by the way, against Delgadillo. As the Storm now work it back into the Sioux City zone. Nykop with it. Nykop looking around. Giving bomb back to Johnson. Now to Greg Johnson. Greg Johnson looking towards Nykop. Giving to him over to the right wing boards. Nykop down low. Bottom right circle. Onto Soren Johnson. Storm get it back to the blue line. It's Greg Johnson onto Johnson. Johnson looks down low. Giving to Nykop. Nykop trying to take a shot. Lost the puck there on his stick. Nykop dives down trying to get it back. A minute left here in the period. As the puck now looking back to the blue line. Here's Greg Johnson now. A shot to the net. Rebound in front. Vecchione scores! No, they wave it off. Vecchione not happy, and the fans thought they got something special here in the TCBY second period of play, but Vecchione's goal is waved off. 52 seconds left here in the second period, and now he's going to go off. Vecchione is for a penalty here, and the Musketeers will go to 4-on-4 hockey here with the Storm. And here's the
no goal. Tri-City Storm penalty coming at the 19:08 mark of the second period. The penalty assessed to number 4, Michael Vecchione. 2 minutes for tripping.
So Vecchione, that's why he did not get the goal. Gets it called off. Vecchione gets a tripping call here. And this will negate the power play time for the Storm as it'll be 4-on-4 hockey. Now it's Brad Robbins with it. He takes a quick shot to the net. Copley makes the save, deflects away, and the Storm now with it up along the left wing side. It is Shearhorn feeding it on now. It'll be Bonner taking a tough angle shot. That one whizzes wide of the net. Now to Robin's stick where he looks to retreat. Passing on now to Jordan Schmaltz. Schmaltz gallops ahead up the right wing side. The defenseman looking around. Passing on to Robbins. And it is Schmaltz getting upended there by Nick Lappin. And Schmaltz barking for a call. But Lappin finishing a check there on the NHL prospect Jordan Schmaltz. It is now played back and behind the net. J.D. Peterson with it, giving on now to Davey Middleton. Middleton trying to stretch the ice ahead, giving up now for Nick Lappin. Lappin moves in. They called a high stick, or no, it'll be an offsides. And it was not, looking to Seth Blank, the Storm beat writer from the Kearney Hub, saying there is no way that was offsides. Like to see a replay there. And maybe we will, maybe we won't, but it did not look like an offsides at all. Otherwise, that would have been Nick Lappin all alone here with 3 seconds to go in the period, but they're going to move the faceoff outside the zone. They'll drop the puck. And we'll go to the intermission more than likely with the Storm leading 1-0. An impressive second period still by the Storm. They've outshot now Sioux City 30-18. As they'll move the faceoff all the way back towards the outside blue line from the Storm zone. They drop the puck. Time will expire. And after 40 minutes of action, it is the Tri-City Storm who have a 1-0 lead going to the third period. We'll skate 4-on-4 to start the third period. 20 seconds will carry over on that penalty to Delgadillo. And then after that, the Sioux City Musketeers will have a 49-second power play time for their fifth power play of the night. We'll take a quick break, come back. The Central Hydraulics Secondary Report next. This has been the TCBY second period of play since 1981. They've been finding what tastes so good with what is so good for you. You wouldn't call us impossible. You call it TCBY, the country's best yogurt. And don't forget to log on to the Storm Facebook and find out who is the TCBY player of the period. If you know that answer and you answer the question on the Storm Facebook, you will get a chance to win a free gift card to TCBY right here in Kearney. More to come right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
The Tri-City Storm has pink ice.
Check it out.
Saturday, October 15th.
The Storm battle the Chicago Steel.
And it's pink in the rink night.
In support of breast cancer awareness.
The Storm will be in special jerseys.
And the ice will be pink.
For the first time ever.
You gotta see it to believe it.
Plus, catch another rockin' runs of post-game skate.
With free ice skating.
Purchase your tickets before the day of the game and save $1 on each ticket.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
It's the number one party in town.
And Saturday, October 15th.
It's pink in the rink night.
Learn more at stormhockey.com.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
Presented by Viero.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian steel toolboxes, ladder racks, pronghorn utility bodies, flatbeds, Tommy Gate lifts, and Boss snow plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Central Hydraulic First Intermission Report. Skip Barry, indeed, once again, as the Storm, they have a lead after 40 minutes of action. Hakey lead us the goal scorer. We'll talk about that in a second. Stadler Implement period recap coming up. As well as inside the booth with, once again, my guest from the Kearney Hub, Seth Blank. So the only goal in this hockey game, 15 seconds into the second period, Hickey Lietus from Kenny Brooks. We'll see if there's another assist a little bit later, but it is 1-0 Storm as the Storm get that only goal there in that period. Shots on goal favoring the Storm, 31-18. And in that last period, 14 shots on goal for the Storm, a total of just 9 shots on goal for Sioux City. So they now have 18 shots on goal. So right now, Matt Skoff, he's looked pretty good. 13 saves on a total of 14 shots in the period. 30 saves on 31 shots here tonight so far. Phoenix Copley, he's made 18 saves on 18 shots, 9-on-9 in that second period as well. The Storm in the faceoff column, well, they won a total of 9 faceoffs in that last period. Sioux City winning a total of 7. So Sioux City with just 13 faceoff wins. The Storm with 19 faceoff wins. The Storm doing a little bit better than Sioux City in that to call them. Both teams right now 0-for-4 on the power play. Sioux City will get their 5th one. It'll be an abbreviated one when they begin period number 3 coming up in just a few. Penalties so far in the game, total of 10 infractions, and 3 of which on Brian Sins, getting 4 minutes of minor penalties, 10-minute misconduct, and of course Greg Johnson, he's gotten a total of 4 penalty minutes as well. Sioux City seeing penalties from Larry Smith Jr., Josh Erickson, along with Noah Nelson, and then, of course, Jose Delgadillo. There's your penalty summary there, and that is the Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement, making farming easier these days in the state of Nebraska, with a great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. And now we move back into Inside the Booth with, once again, my guest from the Kearney Hub, Seth Blank, where we now preview the Western Conference as we did the Eastern Conference back at the first intermission report. And Seth, you know, these two teams are figured to be somewhere in the mix there. 2 through 5, you see Sioux City, you've seen Tri-City. So far, let's talk about the impressions you have on the Storm through the first 40 minutes, because there's no question they have come out with the right intensity tonight. They're up by a goal at 1-0. Obviously, it's still a hockey game, no doubt, but the fact of the matter is, with the effort tonight, it's kind of hard to argue that the Storm haven't been the better team overall here this evening, but still, it's a hockey game, and you got to play the full 60.
Yeah, Skip, I've been
impressed with the forwards, even the young guys. I like the way they move their feet. I like the aggressiveness. It seems like Coach Drew Schenick for the Storm knows the speed has increased on his offensive front, and he's taking more chances this year. You know, the guys are getting in deep. They're not afraid to go after the puck. That's what I like. What I don't like is still the defense. You can look. What's wrong with the defense? You know, they're pitching a shutout tonight. But they, in order to be one of those top three teams in the West, I think they're going to have to get better defensively. And, you know, they only suited up five guys tonight, and I think maybe fatigue might be taking a little factor there. I noticed towards the end of that second period, especially when you're killing back-to-back penalties.
You know, and only having five defensemen
right,
also hurts.
Exactly, and that's why we'll see how they can keep it up here in the third.
I will say this. Josh McArdle has been very good to me tonight. I think, honestly, the best defenseman on the ice overall tonight, Roboski's been good. I can't complain about the way he's played.
Yeah, he's
been absolutely outstanding. You know, and Josh McArdle, he's young, but I'll tell you right now, there's been a few times where he has been a guy who's had to play a lot of minutes, especially on the penalty kill, because of the situation. I'm sorry I'm losing my voice right now, but McArdle, to me, was the best defenseman in that period because he had to be.
Well, yeah. Not to be negative, but I was hoping to see a little more from Greg Johnson. These guys in Peterson, these guys are two guys who have played in this league, and they still don't look quite as sure as themselves as I had hoped they would be. But it's game one. You know, it's a long way to go. These guys, everybody has an off night. Maybe they're not playing their best right now, but, hey, you can't complain at the results. They haven't given up a goal, and you can thank Phoenix Copley for part of that. Obviously, Peterson has to take down Kyle Crisculo there to prevent a breakaway, which leads to a Sioux City penalty shot, which Crisculo didn't. It seemed like he didn't know what he wanted to do. He held the puck, and Copley outweighed him. And when Crisculo tried to shoot, the puck rolled off the end of his stick, and still 1-0.
Absolutely. Again, Seth Blank, my guest here on Inside the Booth on the Central Hydraulic Second Interest Report, where we now preview the West of Western Conference. And we talked about Waterloo. They switched from now the East to the West. And in my opinion right now is that Waterloo is the best team in the Western Conference, but they don't play necessarily the majority of their games in the Western Conference.
Correct.
With a lot of those games against Green Bay upcoming. And then, of course, they play against they play 32 games all in all, by the way, against the Eastern Conference. Green Bay and Dubuque are going to have some good games with Waterloo. So my question is, with the Western Conference being up for grabs, where do you see, let's start off with this, where do you see the Storm fitting in, you think, right now in the Western Conference? Or is it too early to tell because of how young this team is?
To me, it's still too early to tell. I mean, I think if you're going to speak realistically, I think it's almost too early to tell for almost every team in the West. Yes, Waterloo, they played in the East last year. They took their lumps. They were sitting in last place for much of the season before rallying at the end to slide into the playoffs. But the way the West shapes up, there is no Des Moines, or excuse me, there is no Dubuque, there is no Green Bay, there is no proven entity in my mind as to say, look, this team could be the best. Yeah, Waterloo, I think they returned around 15 guys. They got both their goalies back. Looking at that, and you know, they got some highly regarded newcomers coming in. Looking at that, it's easy to say they're the favorite on paper, but I'm a little hesitant until we get 10 games into the season to start making bold predictions, especially in the West.
Well, let's take a look at now what we see in the Western Conference from a returning standpoint. Fargo returns 11 guys, but no game breakers on that roster. I mean, you look throughout, you expect when you have 11 guys, you're going to see some top-end guys coming back. There's no, you know, Jimmy Mullen this year on that team.
Right.
You got Zane Gothberg, but he's not looked very good in the preseason. Tough to tell where that team's going to be. Sioux Falls, a lot like the Storm, 8 USHL experienced players, and that's it. You look all throughout, really it comes down to a very unknown conference because there's not a lot of returning players. When you see that, where is your hesitation? Do you think the Western Conference is really the weaker by the end of the year? Do you think the Western Conference will still be the weaker of the two conferences? Or, again, is it one of those things that's almost impossible to tell because we don't know how good this young talent is yet?
When you say weaker, are you talking top to bottom or are you talking top three or four teams? So if you're saying top three or four teams, you got to give it to the East. And they're going to be stronger there.
Right.
Top to bottom, the way everything shakes out, I still think on paper the East is probably still stronger.
So when it comes down to the end,
yes,
and you go into the playoffs, the winner of the West – let's say a number four seed gets into the Clark Cup Finals. And I guess if you're number four seed getting in the Clark Cup Finals in the East, it's pretty big accomplishment considering you would, who you would have to go through. But
right.
You think the Western Conference still does not match up well with the East by the end of the year. I mean, this is really a prediction. We don't know what's going to happen.
This
There's
is
no
almost
question.
Impossible. I would say it's
just for argument's sake, we're going to go back to this day and say, because we will look back. Were we right or were we completely off? Because let's be honest, it can go one of two ways. It's 50-50, really.
Well, yeah, it's a developmental league. That's the name of the game. Some of these teams that don't look like much at the beginning of the year, if they develop like they're supposed to, they can be great. You're talking about young kids here, and a four seed in them. Let's say if Dubuque nor Green Bay makes the Clark Cup Finals, then yeah, I think a West team can hang with them, no doubt.
And you know what? It's amazing to think, because Waterloo, you got to figure, if Waterloo has success against Green Bay and Dubuque, and they are the odds favored to be the best team in the West, you don't have to think that Waterloo would stand a chance then, right?
Oh, yeah, I think so. And anybody who's been around this league long enough understands the playoffs in this league are a crapshoot. You don't know what's going to happen. By the time April comes around and you're 60 games into the year, some of these kids start feeling like, you know what, maybe I'll just want to go home. You know, and sometimes you don't get the effort. Now, Green Bay has been a team consistently that's been good in the playoffs. Dubuque, we don't know. This is their second year. They were good last year. But when it comes to playoff time, sometimes it's a little more about who wants to be here rather than who should win. You know,
yeah.
When you're talking on paper.
No, that's 100% right.
So...
Again, Seth Blank, my guest here on Inside the Booth on a Central Hydraulic Second Edition Report, where I don't know if I'll get through the broadcast. It was a late start to the game. It's going to be a later game here tonight. So I don't know if I'm going to make it. So, Seth, you ready to do play-by-play?
I'm not going to do play-by-play tonight.
Not play-by-play tonight.
I haven't practiced. You didn't give
so
me
my
heads
broadcast
up.
Will go from basically you heard me all in the first. This sign is cool. Hey, I'll tell you right now, this is kind of off topic, but the fact of the matter is, when they cut corn here, my allergies are going all over the place right now. I've never seen this bad of allergy reaction to anything. I just want to point that out. I'm shocked.
Yeah, so. My wife takes, I think, Walzir. It's a Walgreens knockoff, 24-hour pill. You should try it. It works.
I will. all right, taking a look at this, let's look at what we now see. This stretch for the Storm, the first 10 games. Teams that start off the hottest in the USHL the last 7 years have never missed the postseason. The Storm, they want to get off to a good start, even if it's the hottest or whatnot. We go back to the 2008-2009 season, and then we go to the 2009-2010 season. Look at the difference.
Right.
Storm did not obviously do very well at the start of the year. They didn't do very well overall to end the year. The 2009-2010 season, the Storm started off good. Good record to start the year. And what happened? They went through a little bit of a lull in November, but then came out of it. And you know what? Because they got off to a hot start, they made the playoffs. Team last year struggled to find ways to win those one-goal games early, and guess what? At the end of the day, with the injuries that mounted, they didn't make the playoffs. So how important do you think it is, no matter what team it is in the USHL, to get off to a solid start?
It's important to get off to a good start, not in the sense that you can win the division first 2 months of the year, but there's a sense where you can put yourself behind the eight ball. Let's say if you start off, win two of your first 10 games, and you got to make up ground all of a sudden in the Western Conference. There's an old saying that now Omaha coach Bliss Littler used to say that he's never seen a team win a game on a bus when he's talking about road games, but he's seen them lose a game on the bus. And I kind of equate that with the beginning of the year. You can't win. You can't secure a playoff spot with a hot start. But you can definitely make it hard on yourself and maybe lose a playoff spot with a terrible start.
And there's no question that I can't disagree with you there. Again, he is Seth Blank from the Kearney Hub, the Storm beat writer. You can catch all of the latest updates on what's happening with the Tri-City Storm, not only with the Kearney Hub, but with the Grand Island Independent. Dale Miller always doing a fabulous job over there. And, of course, the Storm beat writer right here, Seth Blank. Fabulous job. Kearney Hub, kearneyhub.com. Get all the news and information. Seth will have a lot of stuff probably in the coming weeks as the football season declines a little bit.
Right.
And the Storm will be the only thing for about a six-week period before really basketball gets in full swing. Look forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, I try to devote as much time as I can to the Storm. I like coming out here, and Skip, you always treat me well. It's good talking to you tonight. We'll see if we can get a win in regulation. I do not want overtime. It's late enough.
Neither do I, especially with the voice. Thank you, Seth.
We'll see you.
All right, there you go. Seth Blank from the Kearney Hub. When we come back, we'll have the Midway Auto Group scoreboard next right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Vero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Vero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
It's getting late. The world is calling it a night, but the neighborhood is just getting started. Applebee's is now open till midnight or later. So stop in after the game, swing by after the show, grab some friends because your favorite neighborhood grill and bar is still going strong. Applebee's now open till midnight or later. Another reason why there's no place like the neighborhood.
Hi, this is Storm head coach Drew Shenick. Applebee's is open till midnight at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. There's no place like the neighborhood.
In 1981, TCBY did the impossible. They combined, that tastes so good with, oh, that's so good for you. The result? Real dairy frozen yogurt goodness that's low in fat, high in calcium and vitamin D, with 7 live active cultures. That's TCBY, the country's best yogurt.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
Taking a look at some scores around the United States Hockey League here tonight on opening night in the USHL. There's only 4 games on tap, and the Storm right now leading 1-0 over Sioux City. The other games going around the USHL include Team USA earlier, the under-17 national team. The under-17 national team, they beat Youngstown 10-3 the final. I'm not making that up. They outshot Youngstown 39-25, but somehow still scored 10 goals on 39 shots. My goodness. It is 2-0 Lincoln over Sioux Falls right now. That game at the second intermission, Colton Sosserman and Logan Smith, the lone goal scorers in that hockey game for Lincoln. It is Waterloo now up 3-1 over the Omaha Lancers in the third period. Third period underway. First 3 minutes gone there. And again, 3-1 is the score. Storm, they have a 1-0 advantage. We'll come back. The Complete Nutrition third period of play next. This has been the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.com. Be back in a bit right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
If you've ever taken ephedrine products to lose weight, listen up. The results are in, and CTS360 is now considered the strongest, most aggressive fat-burning cyst ephedrine.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Stout. CTS360 was designed to be a strong and safe weight loss product that mimics ephedrine without the negative side effects. If you're ready for a change, stop by a Complete Nutrition and ask for the safest, strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system on the market today, CTS360. Take it from me. I lost over half my body fat after having a baby. I know how losing weight totally changes your life.
Get the doctor recommended strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system on the market today, CTS360. Available exclusively at Complete Nutrition. If you lose an excessive amount of weight in your first 10 days of use, please contact your consultant to adjust your plan.
Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the Complete Nutrition, third period of play.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
The official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm once again this season is Complete Nutrition, located on North 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better, Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. To the third period we go with the Storm. Leading 1-0, Heikki Liitas, the lone goal scorer in the hockey game, getting it 15 seconds into period number 3. We go back to the action where the opening draw gets pushed into the Storm zone. 4-on-4 hockey here. Just 10 seconds left on the penalty to Delgadillo. Then Sioux City will get a 49-second abbreviated power play for their fifth power play of the night. In about 2 seconds from now, as Schmaltz now has it at the right point, Schmaltz trying to make a play. Nick Lappin steals the puck away, looking up along the attack. Tries to skate ahead, trying to feed it there for Kenny Brooks, but elects just to bring it across the blue line. Brooks offsides. 26 seconds gone on the third period clock. And 43 seconds left here on the power play time for Sioux City. Again, their fifth of the game, by the way. Also, Nick Lappin been added to an assist on the goal by Heikki Liitas. So it is Liitas from Kenny Brooks and Nick Lappin as they have it here. And then at 8:07 in, by the way, don't forget Kyle Chriscullo denied on a penalty shot by Copley. There's a shot coming in here by Robbins. That one misses well wide of the net and deflected away out of play by the Storm. So they'll have the faceoff stay inside the Tri-City zone with 19:18 to go here in the Complete Nutrition third period of play. Just 27 seconds left on this power play time now for Sioux City. Off the draw, Storm trying to get to it here. It is Peterson playing around the boards. Not out just yet. Back at the point, Patterson has it. He gives on to Schmaltz, top right circle, back to Patterson, high slot. On now to Robbins, who takes a slap shot on a one-timer, but fans on it. Now gets it back from the end boards there by Pontus Johansson. Here's a shot by Schmaltz. That goes well wide of the net. Now taken over here as it goes back down low. Goudreau with it. Goudreau looking to give on to Johansson. Johansson looking off in front. Get it there. Bonner tries to tie him up. Play continues on as the Storm get back to 5-on-5 hockey. Vecchione out of the box. And we skate 5-on-5 here with 18:40 to go here in regulation. Goudreau down to Patterson. Out in front. Opportunity. Goudreau gets it back. A shot. That one's blocked away there with traffic in front of the Storm net. Now Erickson with it. Tries to send a cross-ice pass. It gets deflected there by Vecchione, but Patterson keeps it in at the blue line and sends it back down to the corner. Now Piazza replacing Patterson on the ice. Getting the defenseman on there. Schmaltz was a lone defenseman out there for a brief stint there, 5-on-5. As now Jackson Leaf comes onto the ice. Schmaltz now with the puck in the Storm zone, sends it back behind the Tri-City net, where it's taken here, and it'll be Josh Erickson giving off to Jackson Leaf. It is Leaf with the puck, skating around. The former Texas Tornado with a shot to the net off the side of the cage. Back over to the left corner. Storm trying to get it out, could not. Here's another chance. It's Chriscullo with a shot. That one's blocked away there by Tim Bonner. And the Storm finally get it out to center ice, but they try to get a change in here with Vecchione getting hit there by Erickson. Now it's a hit there by J.D. Peterson right in on Erickson that creates an offside play here with 17:44 to go in the Complete Nutrition third period of play, where it is 1-0 Storm. And the Storm able to make a change here now to the lineup. So now face-off taken here, won by Sioux City. Musketeers quickly getting it up into the Storm zone once again. As we Jackson Leaf battling with the puck right here, getting it into that left circle, but now stolen away. Nykop with it, able to play it ahead. Here's now Durantes moving out the wrist shot to the net. Save made there by Scoff. Rebound in front, and Janssen denied there as Scoff makes the save. And the Musketeers cleared all the way down the ice. This should be icing here with 17:15 to go here in the Complete Nutrition third period of play. It is 1-0. The Storm trying to see if they can not only cling to this one-goal lead, but try to increase it in this period, try to get that insurance marker that they so desperately need, and how tight this hockey game's been with Matt Scoff playing absolutely brilliantly so far. Here's the puck now taken over here. As it's moved ahead, it'll be now Hrabowski with it. Hrabowski skates back over to the right corner, looking around, tries to look for an exit, can't do so. Good pressure there by Sorokin, forcing the play back behind the Storm net where Janssen now has it. It is Soren Janssen. He gets hassled on the play there. Pressure coming in there, and a wraparound attempt there by Sorokin as he steals the puck away. That goes right through the crease, not even in on Copley. Play continues on as it goes to the outside left circle. There's the play. It'll be Durantes trying to move it forward here. Knocked on down here, and a penalty upcoming, and it's going to be against Greg Johnson for the third time tonight. Greg Johnson taking a minor penalty. And so, Sioux City to get their sixth power play of the game. Another check from behind against Greg Johnson. And the crowd not happy about this one. 3:25 into period number three. So now the Storm shorthanded once again for a full 2 minutes as Kenny Brooks talks to Steve Thompson, the referee. Here's the puck now off the draw. Patterson with it. Able to play it down. As the puck goes over to the left corner with the faceoff coming up. Again, I apologize if the broadcast gets broken up a little bit here with play-by-play with the voice going away, but Storm trying to get to it here, and a big check there by Brad Sheeran in on Patterson as the Storm able to clear it on down the ice. 16:05 to go here in this third period. It is 1-0. Storm have a lead shorthanded for the next minute, 25. Maxime Goudreau, he has the puck stolen away. And here's Nick Lappin shorthanded. Lappin skating ahead away from Schmaltz. Move in. One-on-one shot. Somehow saved there by Scoff. A great save by the netminder for the Musketeers. And it keeps it a 1-0 score as the Storm get another shorthanded opportunity in the game. Chris Kulo now skating back and behind the Storm net. Here's a shot to the net there by Patterson right through. And Copley makes the save. Covers up with exactly 1:01 left here on this power play time for Sioux City. 15:36 left here in the third period. And it is 1-0 Storm. Off the draw now. Storm trying to go after it here. As the puck gets taken here and played back to the blue line. Back down low. It'll be Leaf with it. Leaf going along the end boards here. Merrick with it. Now plays it on back as the puck gets taken here by Piazza. Giving back now on over to Delgadillo. Down low for Peter Merrick. Jackson Leaf will come to help Merrick out as Merrick lost the puck. Back to Delgadillo, though. He sends it quickly on down to Merrick. And it is J.D. Peterson trying to get to it here as the shot goes towards the net. That one broken up, and Kenny Brooks now with it. Airs it out, trying to get it out of zone, and he does. That allowed the Storm to quickly change here with just 22 seconds left here on this penalty kill for the Storm. As once again, it's Piazza bringing it in. His quick dump-in shot goes back behind the net. On back here to the right corner. Nelson feeding it on now as it will be played back off in front there by Jackson Leaf. Now back to the point. Piazza to Delgadillo. Delgadillo down low. Jackson Leaf pass in front. Opportunity, and somehow Copley got across. Not sure if he got a piece of it. Play continues on, however. The Storm keep it out there. And now our perfect 6-for-6 on the penalty kill tonight. Here's Vecchione dancing ahead, darting just up the left wing side. Moves out the backhand shot. And that one goes right through the crease and wide to the right. Up out to center, Merrick. Intercepted there by J.D. Peterson. He plays it ahead. Here's Janssen moving ahead with more. Janssen to the backhand. His shot saved there, made by Scoff. And he collects it here with 14:07 to go in this third period. It is 1-0. And that favors the Storm as Hake Lead is the only goal of this hockey game. As Phoenix Copley tonight, he's seen a total of 21 shots. And right there on that last one, got just enough of the puck on that cross-ice play down low. So, the Storm. Offensive zone draw now coming up. Bonner getting to it here on the right-wing half wall. Just plays it back and behind the Sioux City net. Only to be taken here, pushed to center ice, where it's taken back by Vorobiev. Across the blue line, Play intercepted. And the Swarm just sent it all the way up the left wing side where Vorobyev, getting it back, sends it in his own zone, cross ice onto Larry Smith. Up along the left wing side. Puck gets taken here. Sins looking to play it out to center ice, skating it ahead of the red line, just sends it in on goal. Scoff makes the save. And from the red line, Brian Sins just sending it right there at the goal. So Brian Sins from the red line dumping it in, allowing his team to make a quick change here with 13:30 to go in this third period. Janssen to take a draw here coming up in the left circle. Here it is. Vecchione trying to get to it. That one gets taken away. Now play back towards center ice. Knocked back the other way, and we get a whistle upcoming. Offsides will be the call against the Storm. That'll halt play once again. So another faceoff coming up. Out on the right wing side for the Storm, left wing side for Sioux City as it comes across the blue line out in the neutral zone from the Sioux City end. Storm able to get to it, but it is Janssen trying to find a play as he comes across the attack blue line. Lost the puck as it goes back to the left point. Played back behind the net here by J.D. Peterson. Knocked back down low, and Storm looking to try to keep on the forecheck there, but the Musketeers able to clear it down the length of the ice. They wave off the icing here as Erickson beating McArdle on the icing. McArdle delivers a big hit there in on Erickson. We get a whistle here with the stick broken in half there. And now the whistle blown due to the glass coming off. The little metal partition keeping the glass together has to get put back in place. They get it put back in place. Call the play dead. And they will get a faceoff coming up in the Tri-City zone in the right circle to the glove side of Copley. So McArdle, a big hit there in on Josh Erickson. That's what got the metal partition to come off. They get it back in place, and I'll drop the puck quickly. Taken here. Goudreau with a shot. That one's blocked there by Greg Johnson. Rebound in front off the block shot. Crisculo shoots it just wide to the left. Now the play continues on. Down the left corner, it is Leaf. Out in front, Letus getting to it here. And Hanky Letus plays it quickly on now for Kenny Brooks. Here's Kenny Brooks now darting ahead. Looking around as he moves back to the blue line, giving it back to Greg Johnson. A wrist shot to the net. Right in front there was Nick Lapin trying to deflect it home. He could not. And the puck sent back to center where the Storm steal it on back. Greg Johnson just playing it quickly towards the Sioux City blue line where Nick Lapin just takes it and sends it on back in behind the Sioux City net. 12:15 to go here in this third period. It is 1-0. The Storm, they have a lead courtesy of Hakey Lietus' first USHL career goal. And the Musketeers now been down since 15 seconds into that second period, and the Storm still out shooting Sioux City here 36-21. Here's now Trevor Moore playing it ahead for Andrew Durantes. Durantes coming out with a quick wrist shot to the net. Blocker save made there by Scoff as the play continues on. It is Sins trying to push a shot to the net. Can't get there. Goes all the way back out across the blue line where Moore just sends it on back across, and Smith will get to it and send it on cross ice, giving now to Delgadillo. Here's Jose Delgadillo moving across. Excuse me, make that Vorobia. Delgadillo used to be 27 last season, but now switching to number two. Here's the puck now, pushed ahead here, taken away. Patterson now plays it quickly on for Robbins. A big check there by McArdle, and McArdle this game has been absolutely outstanding. He's a young man, and he's just learning how to play at the USHL level, but it's not going to take him much longer to adjust. Here's the Storm. Tripping call coming up against Sioux City. This is going to put the Storm to the power play for the fifth time tonight. As the guilty combatant here for the Musketeers for the second time tonight with a penalty, Larry Smith. He'll go off for tripping, the same one that was called against him back in the first period, 10:03 in. Time of this penalty, 8 minutes, 54 seconds in to period number 3. The Storm will go on a power play here with 11:06 to go. And so Sioux City now, shorthanded. And they will watch Vecchione take the draw here against David Henry. Vecchione trying to win the faceoff, does. Getting it back to the blue line. Storm now have it. Playing it down to the left corner, but Jeff Ferguson able to take it away from there for Sioux City. And he sends it 200 feet down the ice. back in behind the Tri-City net, where Copley tees it up there for Brian Sins. Here's Roboski taking it here. He sends the puck up into the Sioux City zone. Back around the boards here as Vecchione tries to get to it. Vecchione looking down low. He tries to get it onto Nykop's stick. Nykop has it one-on-one with Schmaltz. Schmaltz able to somehow dig it away. And now it's taken here by the Musketeers and backhanded all the way down the ice, courtesy once again of Cody Maroney. Here's Roboski now with it. Giving it to Nykop as he breaks across the attack blue line. Nykop down low into the right corner, giving to Soren Janssen. Now on to Vecchione's stick, over to Peterson at the point. Peterson gives it to Vecchione. Back down low, it's Janssen. Lost the puck there against Piazza. And Sioux City once again clears it all the way down the ice. Just a minute remaining on the Storm's fifth power play of the game. 0 for 4 coming into this power play. Sioux City, by the way, tonight 0 for 6 with the man advantage. As it will be J.D. Peterson with it, playing it on now to Greg Johnson. Johnson will take it, snap it in deep in the zone, dumps it around the boards as the Storm try to get to it, keep it in, could not, comes back out to center, Greg Johnson with it again. Here's Johnson, feeding it up to the right wing side. Sent ahead there by J.D. Peterson. Letus goes after it there. Letus tries to get to it, but again, the Musketeers first to get to that puck, and they clear it down the ice again. 25 seconds left here on the power play for the Storm. 9 minutes and 28 seconds left here in the third period as the puck comes up the right wing side, and it'll be now Johnson with it. Taken here by Brad Robbins, sent around the boards, back to center, McArdle back onto the ice. He gets to this puck and plays it now onto the stick here of Greg Johnson, who brings it ahead, but offsides will be the call with 8 seconds left here in the power play time for the Storm. 9:13 left in the complete nutrition third period of play. So faceoff coming up. It is Tim Bonner bringing it ahead. Across the blue line, it is Shearhorn giving off to Middleton. Shot saved somehow by Scoff on the right pad. His leg pad getting across and robbing Davey Middleton of potentially his first goal of the year. Middleton hit a post earlier, now gets hit down hard, and this will be a penalty again against Sioux City. Storming going to get their sixth power play of the evening as referee Steve Thompson comes across, and now Patterson trying to stir it up a little bit after the fact. But Middleton getting checked from behind there. Easy call. And Johansson going to the box for Sioux City. So the Storm get back-to-back power plays here. 11:08 left. And the Storm will get another power play chance as a check from behind here coming up against the Musketeers. And now the Storm will try to get a quick change here late. And we'll take a timeout here on the ice. And so, they won't get the timeout in. Here's the puck all the way back down. Brian Sins with it. Sins looking up ice. And carries it ahead up the left wing side, giving on to Soren Janssen. Getting out back to Roboski. Now over to Janssen. Top right circle. Walks in. Drives the shot. Deflects up and out of play. 8:28 to go here in this third period. And it is 1-0 Storm on the power play for another minute 37. It was 15 seconds into the second period. Heikki Liitas from Kenny Brooks and Nick Lappin. That's the lone goal of the hockey game. That's all the Storm have needed so far. So now, a right circle draw coming up. Storm trying to get to it here. Comes off the draw. Storm do win the faceoff. Roboski now at the point with it. Gives back to Heikki Liitas. Walking in. Slap shot to the net. That one deflects up and out of play. And the faceoff once again stays in the zone. As Heikki Liitas with all kinds of power on that slap shot. Trying to generate goal number two for the Storm. Heikki Liitas. You're going to hear a lot of this man's name this year. He's exceptional, folks. He can do a little bit of everything, and now he has the puck again. Gives it off to Sin. Sin's not anticipating it, though, and now he walks back to the blue line, giving back to Roboski. Here's Roboski on to Sins. Sins looks around with a shot to the net. That one's blocked away there by Ferguson. Sins gives it back down low off the end boards. It is Kenny Brooks with it. Brooks looks around, gets away from the check there by Schmaltz, but taken away there by Ferguson as he bats it out ahead, and now there's a chance back the other way. Roboski watching Henry go back. Backhand shot saved by Copley. Rebound does not come off, and Copley gets tapped there by Maroney. And Copley making maybe his most difficult save of the night right there. Shorthanded came David Henry, but Copley, equal to the task, makes the save as he lost off his glove but able to retrieve it. Freezing the puck on the ice with just 55 seconds left here on this power play time for the Storm as they win another faceoff and now have it back behind their own net. Tonight, the Storm have won a total of 27 faceoffs to Sioux City 16. Faceoffs have been very good for the Storm, and they've had the most possession, especially 5-on-5 here tonight. Here's now Bonner giving off, giving it there down to Peterson. Excuse me, make that Johnson in front to Milton, whose shot goes wide of the net. Now it is Peterson playing it back down low, in behind the net again. Middleton working hard, lost the puck. On the stick, it's Bonner back to Peterson. Peterson walks in, sends it now there for Shearhorn, who lost a handle on it, but gets it right back in the right circle. Back to the right point, Greg Johnson down low. Nice little play for the Storm, as it is Bonner giving it to Shearhorn. 10 seconds left on the power play. Shearhorn to Bonner. Bonner goes all the way back, taken here by Peterson in front. Middleton snaps it just wide of the cage as he tries to redirect it in on net. Now back to center. It is Greg Johnson losing the puck here, and Maxime Goudreau, his former teammate, as Johnson played last year with the Sioux City Musketeers, watches him just get it back down to the corner. Back to 5-on-5 hockey. Storm and the Musketeers hope for 6-9 on the power play. It's an opportunity in front. Denied there as Patterson gets the shot on Copley, and we get a timeout here with 6:38 to go in the Complete Nutrition third period of play. Still 1-0 Storm. Again, Lidas, the only goal scorer. The official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm once again this season. Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. And this goes to show you folks, at Complete Nutrition, if you get your vitamins, you won't get ill like me after getting a sinus cold from your allergies. So, there you go. Maybe the best plug of the night for any sponsor. So, here in the third period, 6:38 left. You got to think head coach Drew Schenick still wants to see his guys work hard to try to get that second goal. Matt Scoff has been exceptional here tonight, no question. And he has been very good. Maybe the best player on the ice overall. But Phoenix Copley's been good too. So we'll see coming up on those new West 3 stars of the game, as well as the Dead Popper grinder of the night, and who they will be. So we'll get to that here in just a bit. As they come out of the media timeout, 1-0 the score. Sioux City about getting ready for an offensive zone draw. Storm have to get back out there to get ready as well. There's a draw coming up here in the left circle. It'll be played here with Patterson to get the face off here against Kenny Brooks now, as Brooks will come in to take the draw. And it is Brooks winning it back to the corner as Nick Lappin gets to it. 5-on-5 hockey here, 6:32 to go in this Complete Nutrition third period of play. Here's a chance out in front. Copley makes a save, dives across, can't quite cover it up. The puck is loose, and it stays out of the net as Copley, and now it is Brian Sims going after somebody, and extracurriculars all over the place as it is Lidas and Robbins a little bit going after it. And Lidas taking exception to Brad Robbins. He's not your typical European hockey player, folks. Hanky Lidas, he plays physical. That's exactly what his bio says, by the way. The hockey news writer Ryan Kennedy describes Hanky Lidas as a guy that's big and tough with a great attitude and an aggressive demeanor. Of course, Lidas tore up the under-18 ranks and was quickly promoted to the under-20 ranks in the HBK program. The 6'3" Finn plays right on the edge and has also done a lot of work killing penalties in the last couple seasons. Well, there's no question Hanky Lidas fits that description, and he looked like that right there, going right after Brad Robbins. Here's the puck. Patterson drives it in on goal, saved away quickly there by Copley. Now taken over here, and it'll be Greg Johnson trying to play it up the left wing side. It is Shearhorn watching it go towards Schmaltz. Schmaltz just tries to play it back towards his own blue line, but Ferguson can't quite handle it. Storm in on the forecheck, and they're battling hard to get this puck. Here's the play all the way back around. It's Roboski with it. Roboski plays it on in behind the net. It'll be Middleton trying to get to it there. Battle continues, and the Storm working hard as the play continues on. Shearhorn with it. Tries to cycle it back down to the corner. Middleton tries to get a stick back. Can't quite do so yet. Play continues on as Janssen goes in on the forecheck, but Schmaltz shakes him off, and Schmaltz quickly plays it up along the left wing side. Here's Brad Robbins moving in. Brad Robbins, great job there by Greg Johnson, but he's going to get a penalty as he dived across trying to get the puck off his stick, and Greg Johnson, it's been a tough night for him. Will it be a penalty shot? I don't believe that. How is that a penalty shot? They are calling a penalty shot on that infraction, so here at what will be... Now, is Kenny Brooks going to talk to the referee here? It'll be Jordan Schmaltz or Jeff Ferguson. They're both out there, and there's some confusion on who's going to take this. So time of this penalty shot here in this third period. We had one in the second. Chris Kulo did not score. It's now Brad Robbins who's going to get the opportunity here at the 14:29 mark of the period. Unbelievable. Sioux City, two penalty shots in the same game. Copley's going to see a second penalty shot against. So Copley, he's had to see these here tonight, now twice. Here's Robbins sneaking in, right-handed shot, goes one way with Copley. Great save by Copley, getting across, and he keeps it out on his 25th save of the night. 5:31 to go here in this complete nutrition third period of play. It is still 1-0, and Phoenix Copley making the save. So faceoff coming up. It'll be here in the left circle to the stick side of Copley. And now the Storm trying to win this draw, and they do. So Phoenix Copley, while he hasn't seen as many shots as his counterpart, being Matt Scoff, he's still seen two penalty shots out of the 27 he's faced. And Copley's been good. There's a puck out ahead. Up along the left wing side, going back into the Tri-City zone. Peterson goes after it there. Gets away from the check by Sorotkin. And now with it here, it's Nykop. Thomas Nykop banks it up off the right wing side onto his own self as he tries to go ahead there with Janssen. Lost the puck, but Nykop steals it away from behind. Here's Nykop moving in. His wrist shot. That one's blocked away. Nykop tries to get to it, and that should be a penalty. And they do call it with 4:51 to go here in this third period. And Sioux City will give the Storm their seventh power play now of the game. Well, we knew that this could be a few more power plays here in the start of the regular season. As going off, it will be Sam Piazza, by the way, with the penalty. So, time of this one, 15 minutes and 9 seconds in. Tripping is the call. Storm to get their seventh power play of the night. It is Bonner trying to win the faceoff. Doesn't win this one. Sioux City does. They send around the boards, but not out of zone. Greg Johnson keeps it in. It's Johnson with the wrist shot. That one's blocked. Puck is loose in the slot, trying to come from behind to get it. Was Brad Shearhorn. It goes back to center. Roboski, though, collects, sends it back in on the attack over to Bonner up the right wing side. Bonner loses an edge. It'll be Shearhorn getting it back onto Greg Johnson. Johnson sneaking in with a shot. That one comes all the way back to the blue line. Johnson holds it in, plays it back in behind now the net as Middleton goes after it. It'll be Schmaltz digging hard after it. There with Shearhorn going there for the Storm. Jordan Schmaltz, the talented defenseman for the Musketeers, able to clear it all the way back out to center, but the Storm come right back in on the attack. Here's the play. Peterson down low to Hake Elitis. On back now to J.D. Peterson. Over and out to Brian Sins. His shot redirects in front, and it was Middleton at the doorstep trying to get the goal, but somehow Scoff makes the save. Now Lappin with it again. Is Nick Lappin. Nice little shake move there. Back at the left point. Moves in the left circle. His shot saved by Scoff. Rebound there. And Hickey Lita digging after it. But Scoff makes a stellar save. Staying strong at the goal line. Keeping Lita's out of the net for the second time tonight. 3:47 to go here in this third period. 57 seconds left on the Storm power play. And the Storm leading here 1-0 in the complete nutrition third period of play. Where Hickey Lita is right there, just trying to scoop it into the cross that goal line. Storm win the draw again. Back of the point, Sins. Plays it on now to J.D. Peterson. His shot nearly redirected by Lidas in front. That goes all the way back to Sins, where it's now taken here. It'll be Kenny Brooks trying to get to it, but dived across there. It was Peter Merrick just sending the puck the length of the ice from the neutral zone, where the Storm now collected from their own end and now look to move back out to center. Where does Peterson, right wing side, just sending it in deep now in the Sioux City end. Under a half minute left on the Storm power play. Their seventh of this game. Lidas digging hard. Kenny Brooks now with it. Nick Lappin looking for a man. Coming down is Peterson. His shot! That one saved away, I believe, by Scoth. Now Brooks with it again. As he goes down low for Lappin. Lappin in behind the net. Has the puck on his sticks. 10 seconds left on the Storm. Seventh power play of the night. Looking to see if they can get their first power play goal of the season. Here's now Lidas trying to drive into the net. Lost the puck on his way to the front side of the crease. This one swept all the way down the ice with 2:48 to go here in the Complete Nutrition third period of play. Here's now Greg Johnson with this puck. Looking to push up the right wing side. Take him back. It'll be Erickson with it. Erickson moving forward. Lost the puck. McArdle tries to go after it. Now a hit there by Nykop, knocking him on down. This will allow Soren Janssen to get to it. 2:25 to go here in regulation. Janssen up the left wing side. He sends it in deep. Nykop with a check there on Ferguson. That allows the puck to be taken here by Janssen, tied up along the boards for now, but now chipped away by Jordan Schmaltz, where it's now taken back here. Sorokin playing it to Erickson. Erickson, he's checked there by Peterson, knocking him on over. Play continues on as it goes back into the right corner. Tough angle shot by Sorokin, saved there by Copley, swept out of the crease area but there by Peterson. Now an opportunity again. Another shot coming in by David Henry, but that one goes well wide of the net with a minute 53 to go here in regulation. Storm take it here. It's Janssen clearing it on down the ice. This will be icing here against the Storm as Piazza first to get back to get it. 1 minute, 46 seconds left. Storm right now. That's all that it takes right now for them to try to get that victory here on opening night, out shooting Sioux City 41-28 tonight. One nothing, and now Sioux City takes a timeout. So Sioux City takes a timeout. We look down at the Storm bench where Phoenix Copley will see it here. Maybe it was the Storm, took the timeout. As they get back in net here, that is Phoenix Copley looking to do that. As the opening night here at the Bureau Event Center, expected to be an excitable crowd waiting for hockey in the Tri-Cities for a little bit. And a fan running around the concourse providing some timeout entertainment here at the Bureau Event Center. So, fans enjoying it here on the big screen, and quite honestly, quite an amusing night. But the Storm would like to make it a wonderful night for all the fans, then close out with a victory here. Here's a faceoff coming up. It'll be dropped in the right circle. It'll be Bonner to take it here against Jackson Lee. The Storm win this key draw here. Now try to chip it out. Empty net here for the Storm to shoot at. Can they get it there? They won't be able to just yet. There's a chance. Brian Sins looking to chip it out to center. Patterson keeps it in. Now pushed across the blue line, but no, they said it stayed in. Minute 30 now to go here in regulation. Here's Maxime Gaudreau with the puck. Looking down low, gives it off here. It'll be Johansson tied up there by Bonner. Good job by Tim Bonner digging in. And now the Storm watching to go back the other way where it's taken here as Patterson now has it taken back. It'll be Sherwin chipping it out to center where it is Middleton trying to get to it. Chipped all the way back in, and it'll be Copley playing it back in behind his own cage. Storm can't quite find an exit just yet. They send it all the way around out to center ice. It'll be Middleton trying to get to it there, deflects it in, as Schmaltz will be the first to get to it, and he plays away from Middleton to safety. Under a minute to go here. Sioux City to center ice. And now moving ahead, it will be that of Patterson with a shot to the net. That goes wide, but carried through there by Copley to get it there. And now Storm trying to get it. Now the puck out to center as Lidas can't quite get to it. Empty net, 40 seconds left. Storm up 1-0. Sioux City has the extra attacker on the ice and trying to get on the attack. It is Lee taking it here. It'll be McArdle chipping it away. McArdle cannot get it down the length of the ice. Schmaltz intercepts and plays it back into the Storm zone. Copley with it. We get a whistle and an offsides here against the Musketeers. Now we'll probably draw back into the net that of Matt Scott. So, faceoff coming up. They keep right now Matt Scott out onto the bench. Extra attacker on as the faceoff moves out across the blue line. 26 seconds left here in this complete nutrition third period of play. And here in regulation, the Storm winning the faceoff. It is McArdle just getting upended, but the puck will go all the way back the other way. Now taken back here. It'll be pushed ahead, 16 seconds to go. Moving with it is Nelson. He's checked there by Kenny Brooks, who knocks him on over. Play continues on. Brooks looking to dig deep. 8 seconds to go. It goes down to Chris Kulo, who looks to center out in front. Storm trying to tie it up there. Good job by the Storm. There's a chance, and you can put it in the win column. The Storm victorious on opening night by the final of 1-0 as Phoenix Copley, in his first appearance officially for the Storm, gets a shutout on opening night. Unofficially 28 saves. We'll see what the count eventually is. But either way, the Storm, they are victorious on opening night. And the Storm get it here. In just a bit, we'll get tonight's newest three stars of the night, as well as the Denpop recliner of the night from down below by Derek Stenson. As there you go, the Storm tonight winning by the final of 1-0 in front of the home crowd, where Phoenix Copley gets victory number one on the year and shutout number one as well. And he did so stopping two penalty shots tonight. An exciting night for the Tri-City Storm, who come away with a victory. Hakey lead is the only goal in the hockey game, and that's all that the Storm needed. As Matt Scoff, though, was brilliant, making 40 saves on 41 shots unofficially at the moment. We'll get to the Denpop Grinder of the night, as well as the Bureau Wire, or excuse me, New West three stars of the night. And we'll do so here by the public address announcer, Derek Stenson. So get to that announcement down below. Storm winning tonight, 1-0, and the fans all leave excited, and the Storm will be tied for first place in the Western Conference with the victory here tonight. And get ready for Dubuque next Friday night, which you can hear right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, next Friday night.
To recognize the New West Sports Medicine three stars of the game as selected by the media. The number three star from the Tri-City Storm, telling one goal on the evening, number 27, Hakey Leader. The number two star from the Sioux City Musketeers, saving 40 of 41 shots, number 31, Matt Scott. And the number one star from the Tri-City Storm, posting a shutout with 28 saves, number 33, Phoenix Copley. And fans, it's now time to recognize the Dick Popper Grinder of the night, selected by the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry, tonight's hardest working player. Number two from the Tri-City Storm, Josh McArdle.
So there you go, Josh McArdle, tonight's Grinder of the night, and going out during the three-star selection. And so, there you go, there is tonight's game with the Storm winning by the final of 1-0. We'll come back, talk about it on the Old Chicago post-game show with the Old Chicago Coaches Review. The head coach, Drew Shenick, will talk with Josh McArdle as well. All that and more still to come. Storm win, 1-0, the final. You've been listening to the Storm Radio Network right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
Dreaming of upgrading your car? Get there with great auto loan rates from Platte Valley State Bank. The open road awaits. Find a vehicle that is dependable, fuel efficient, and equipped to help you explore. So whether it's your first car or you're just changing out your existing wheels, Platte Valley State Bank has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% annual percentage rate. See a personal banker for complete details or apply online at pvsb.com. Don't delay. This offer won't last long. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Vero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free.
But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Viero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Tri-City Storm has pink eyes.
Check it out.
Saturday, October 15th, the Storm battled the Chicago Steel.
And it's pink in the rink night.
In support of breast cancer awareness.
The Storm will be in special jerseys.
And the ice will be pink.
For the first time ever.
You gotta see it to believe it.
Plus, catch another rockin' runs of post-game skate.
With free ice skating.
Purchase your tickets before the day of the game and save $1 on each ticket.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
It's the number one party in town.
And Saturday, October 15th,
it's pink in the rink night.
Learn more at stormhockey.com.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
Presented by Viero.
So what does a good time sound like?
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Old Chicago post-game show.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
And welcome, everybody, to the Old Chicago post-game show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. For the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, and be yourself. And certainly you'll enjoy being yourself tonight with a Storm victory. As the Storm win tonight, 1-0, the final, they only need one goal. Hickey Elitis, that was the only goal of the game. The game-winning goal, he was the third star of the night. We'll talk about everything and recap the entire game summary, as well as get to the Old Chicago coaches review with the head coach, Drew Schenick. We'll also talk with Josh McArdle, tonight's dent popper grinder of the night. And we'll talk about that here in just a second as well. So the Storm again, winning by the final of 1-0. And doing so in front of the home crowd in the first game of the season. Something the Storm last year, of course, losing the first game of the year. They were able to, though, get this first victory of the season, which is a very important one when you consider the fact that the Storm talked about it coming into the training camp. We have to get off to a good start. And the Storm knew that going into the game. No question did the Storm get off to a good start, getting a victory over their much-hated rivals, the Sioux City Musketeers. It was a chippy affair here at the Viero Event Center. And the Storm getting the victory, though. And we'll talk about that all upcoming here in just a bit. We'll recap the entire game as we try to get the official stats of the night reviewed here. And here at the Viero Event Center, they also have the post-game skate coming up, which is something that a lot of fans have looked forward to here this year. And so we'll talk about that more throughout the year when you can come here and skate for free on the ice right after the game. It's always a great time for the fans. We'll talk about that also upcoming here in just a second. So tonight, the Storm win by the final of 1-0. Let's go ahead and recap the entire game here on the Stadler Implement full game recap. Only one goal to talk about in the game. That was 15 seconds in. Hickey Elitis, first goal of the year, the game-winning goal of the year. And it was assisted there by Kenny Brooks and Nick Lapp, and the co-captains assisting on the goal. They get it there. 15 seconds into the second period, that's all they needed. They ended up getting that goal and securing the victory. 8:07, though, into the second period. Phoenix Copley's first test was a penalty shot as Kyle Crisculo getting the opportunity. Crisculo denied by Copley. Then in the third period, another penalty shot. This time, Brad Robbins denied by Phoenix Copley at the 14:29 mark. So Copley making two penalty shot saves here tonight. In his opening appearance, getting 28 saves and the shutout, Matt Skoff, he was brilliant. 40 saves on 41 shots. He's going to be pretty good this year for Sioux City, no question. Everybody knew that going into the year. That's why Jake Hildebrand ended up getting traded, to the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. Shots on goal in the hockey game, 41 for the Storm, 28 for Sioux City. Scott, 40 saves on 41 shots. Copley, perfect at 28 saves on 28 shots, getting the victory and the shutout. Storm tonight in the faceoff department, 32 faceoff wins to 17 for Sioux City. Storm were 0 for 7 on the power play, Sioux City 0 for 6. So there you go. There is the Stadler Implement full game recap. Stadler Implement, making farming easier in the state of Nebraska with a great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We continue on as we take a look at the New West 3 stars of the night. Those 3 stars, once again, Hake Elias, the number 3 star. Matt Scott from the Sioux City Musketeers, the number 2 star and the number 1 star of the night. Venus Copley, the shutout and also stopping 2 penalty shots in the same game. So he's tonight's number 1 star. The Dent Popper grinder of the night was Josh McArdle. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper and Carney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. The Storm satisfying the fans going home here tonight. As they get the victory, we'll talk more about this hockey game. As the Storm get the victory on home ice, they're off to a 1-0-0 start to start off the regular season, tied for first place in the Western Conference. We'll take a look at other games around the United States Hockey League here tonight, which also includes a Western Conference showdown between Waterloo and Omaha, Lincoln and Sioux Falls. We'll get to those scores a little bit later here on the Old Chicago postgame show. More to come. We've got the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shenick, upcoming in just a few. And we'll also talk with that of Josh McArdle, tonight's Dent Popper, grinder of the night. That and more still ahead right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
In 1981, TCBY did the impossible. They combined, that tastes so good with, that's so good for you. The result? Real dairy frozen yogurt goodness that's low in fat, high in calcium and vitamin D, with 7 live active cultures. That's TCBY, the country's best yogurt.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are 2 types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
This is the Storm Radio Network.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
Welcome back to the Old Chicago postgame show, Old Chicago Review as well. Head coach Drew Shenick with me here, and we're going to talk about this game here tonight. Storm winning, though, 1-0. That's really all you need to know at the start of it. And then second to that, Storm goaltending. They'll be all right. Finis Copley shut out in his first game. Had to stop 2 penalty shots in the same game. So, good to see you, and we'll talk about that. Matt Skoff, boy, I'll tell you right now, Western Conference better be aware because Skoff was supposed to be good this year. There's no question. He's going to be just fine once again for Sioux City. We'll talk about that here in just a second as we do move into the Old Chicago Coaches Review, following every game. And tonight, joined by the head coach and general manager, Drew Schenick, we talked to before the game. Boy, Tyler Amberge certainly will help the Storm's defense, coach, but there's no question your defense may not be as far off as it would appear tonight with how well they played as a unit. Now, only five defensemen, that's why we have to start, because five defensemen would suggest guys are going to play with different guys, and you're going to have to be a little more responsible. But give a little credit also to the forwards tonight, because they were very good in their own zone, helping out the defense. I thought for the most part, though, tonight, it really starts with one guy that stood out above all five of them, and that was Josh McArdle. Maybe because of his age, but maybe because he played the body several times here tonight, did not take a penalty in any way, and was extremely physical for a young guy, and looked like a guy who's played in this league before. Impressive.
Yeah, you know, he had a real good game. I made the comment to Coach Fink as we got off the ice. I said, boy, McArdle was good tonight. And, you know, he certainly didn't play like a first-year guy. And, you know what, I give credit to all of our defense with five guys. You know, they battled hard. You know, I mean, I thought, you know, Phoenix was there to make the save when he had to. We talked about it as a group before the game that our forwards needed to come back and help out, because it was a situation where, you know, we were short back there and they needed to help our D as much as they could. And I thought it was a very good team effort tonight.
Very good team effort indeed. And I don't want to lose this guy in the mix because, you know what, he had a quiet night by all accounts, I guess you could say, because, you know, he's not necessarily your biggest defenseman by any means either. John Hrabowski tonight kind of stood out in a weird way, because I thought for the most part, a guy that, like Simone Denis last year, he just knows how to skate when he has the puck.
Johnny Rockets. you know, he's going to be a guy that I think will continue to get better and better as we go along here. And you know, again, like, he really has only practiced in our system for 4 days. We picked him up just before the Fall Classic. No practices. He's played. You know, I think he's come in and fit very well. You know, the only thing that Johnny Rockets has going against him here is just strength right now. Yep. He's just physically a little bit weak, but, you know, he's got a good head on his shoulders. He makes the right play on the breakout. He knows when to skate it, when not to, and you know, he's only going to get better as we go along here.
Again, the head coach Drew Schenick with me here following the game tonight. The Old Chicago Coaches Review, as we look through what happened here tonight with the Storm. They win 1-0. There's no question Matt Scoff was very good in net, but your goaltender, Phoenix Copley, when he needed to make some key saves, not only did he make them, but stopping two penalty shots in the same game, you almost have to give a little bit of credit to how he played, especially coming off the 8 goals allowed in the preseason. Now, granted, that wasn't necessarily his fault, but seeing him bounce back right away, I mean, here's a guy that first two preseason games, he makes 76 saves on 80 shots. How good is his potential, really, though?
Well, you know, Phoenix is an honest goaltender. He works hard in practice. He tries to stop every puck. You know, he works, you know, he battles in every puck. And when you have that and you've got some natural ability like he has in the size, you know, sky's kind of the limit for him. And, you know, that being said, like, he out-dueled a hell of a goaltender here tonight. Yep. You look at Scoff, like, you know, Phoenix played great, but I thought Scoff kept the game 1-0 for a long, long time. And you know, Phoenix was huge when he needed to be, but, you know, I thought it was a great goaltender's duel. And, you know, you look down the Western Conference, it's going to be a battle every night. You know, it's just going to come down to, you know, who's getting that lucky bounce, the extra power play when it counts. But, you know, our guy was super here tonight.
Let's talk about some of the forwards here tonight. We'll start with Davey Middleton. He could have had 2 goals tonight. Robbed on one of them by Scott, hit a post on another, had an opportunity on one, you know, 2-on-1 with Tim Bonner there, obviously, and shot the puck right in the glove of Scott. But overall, Davey Middleton tonight, offensively and even to an extent defensively, was a big factor overall tonight.
Well, I mean, it can be argued that Davey's been our best forward through the preseason and through here tonight. Like, their line, Bonner, Middleton and Sheerhorn were playing against their top unit, and you know, that's a credit to them, because they don't cheat the game, they do things right, and you know what, he was good again tonight.
Coach, Heikki Liitas, game-winning goal, the only goal of the hockey game, game-winning goal, his first game as a member of the Tri-City Storm. I mean, we know that this is a guy that a lot of people are high on as far as he's a penalty killer, he does a lot of little things in the game, he's aggressive. He's not your typical European hockey player, more of a skill guy. He is an aggressive hockey player, more to the mold of what you would like in all forwards, obviously. But Heikki possesses a lot of good qualities, and he gets rewarded going to the net. And that's how you score goals, and that's exactly how the only goal this hockey game was scored, going to the net hard, following up a shot by Kenny Brooks.
No, absolutely. And, you know, he's an honest hockey player. He goes up and down. He finishes checks. He's got some offensive flair. He's a smart hockey player. He knows his role on the defensive side of things. And, you know, I think that, you know, Storm fans are going to come to really like this guy, you know, down the road. And you know, it'd be even nicer if we could keep him out of college for another year and get him back. So, you know, again, you know, I mean, he's only going to get better, and so is Thomas Nykop, who I thought had a good game tonight. He was around the net, and those guys are only going to get better as they adjust a little bit more to our pace.
Power play, obviously, every team's going to struggle in the power play early in the year. Penalty kill, though, for the Storm, I thought was a real strength tonight, and a lot of that had to do with, obviously, your defensemen. But you look overall at how aggressive the penalty kill is. How did that please you in any way against Sioux City, who, you know, Jordan Schmaltz is going to play virtually a minute 55 of the 2-minute power play each and every time?
Well, you know, they had some chances. You know what? Phoenix was there to make the save when they did, but you know, our guys battle, and whenever you're working hard and battling, you're going to get yourself in lanes and be able to be effective on the kill. And you know, unfortunately, our power play was a little stagnant tonight, but our kill was good, and then, you know, that got us through.
Again, he's the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shinnick, with me here on the Old Chicago Coaches Review, following each and every game. And, Coach, appreciate your time here after tonight's victory. I know you're ill. I'm trying to get a sinus cold and feeling the same way. So best of luck in your recovery, and good luck in practice Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Yep. There you go again, head coach Drew Shinnick, with me there. And, you know, it's amazing what happens when you work hard and you get to this point, the start of the season. Important to get off to a good start. Storm did that here tonight. A lot of that had to do with the guy I thought probably showed a lot of promise. And I feel not only is he going to be an NHL prospect by the end of the year, and I've already told this to him in his face, so I'm not going to feed his ego in any way. But the fact of the matter is, when you see a young man look like a veteran game one of a regular season, that's a good sign. And that guy, of course, Josh McArdle. And Josh, I mean, you didn't seem like a guy that was nervous in any way out there on the ice. Maybe you were. Were you?
A little bit. I mean, of course, but after having 4 preseason games under my belt and playing in this house twice, it makes you feel a lot more confident.
And so confidence is a big factor. Physically, how did you feel out there? I mean, you're going against guys that, you know, been in this league a few years.
I feel actually pretty good. I mean, that's part of my game. I like to be physical, keep pressure on the forwards, but you know, the guys have us training pretty hard, so it helps.
Absolutely. Josh McArdle, my guest here following the game. Tonight's Dent Popper Grinder of the night, the hardest working Storm player. And that's a pride thing right there, I think. When you guys look at the way that your locker room is, it's going to take hard work to each and every night. You know, you got some players obviously that can play, but how much do you guys pride yourselves early on trying to do the little things right?
Oh, Coach Drew preaches that to us every day, every practice, every workout. We had a team meeting last night, and that was the main topic we talked about. So really, that's our whole goal right there.
So let me ask you this then, because your hard work put you guys now in first place in the Western Conference, a tie, 3-way tie. It's game one. How much do you guys want to keep that? I mean, is that something now, all right, you're at the top. There's not too many teams that get to say that to start the year. You guys get that opportunity. How much do you think as a young guy, internally, you say, all right, now we have to stay there? How do you accomplish that? Because, yeah, it is early in the season, but let's be honest. Get off to a great start. You secure pretty much a playoff spot if you're one of the better teams, you know, off to a good start in the USHL. And then on top of it, getting off to a good start can build the confidence for the team for a lot of young guys, including yourself.
Yep. Well, really, we just got to keep doing what we're doing, working every day. We push each other every day. And today, after the game, if you're in the locker room, you can see the guys' faces. This is the best feeling we can ever have. Starting the season off with a victory, it's great.
There you go. Josh McArdle with me here, the Dent Popper Grinder of the night, a.k.a. Ron. Your teammates calling you Ron. How did that start, by the way? I got to ask you, because a lot of fans may not know this. You guys have a lot of nicknames for each other. Yeah. You got the nickname Ron.
Yep.
How did that come about?
Well, when I first got here, it was just the high schoolers. We were bored quite a bit, so I was on my phone. And the guys assumed I was texting the whole time, really. I was on the internet, on Facebook, stuff like that. So there's a nickname that hockey players, it's Ron Textall, for after Ron Hextall. So it started off as Ron Textall, and it just turned into Ron, and it stuck, and now I'm Ron.
Ron Josh McArdle. You can name your son Ron now. Josh McArdle, our guest here on the Old Chicago Storm Hockey Show, following a win here tonight, 1-0 the final, and getting that victory. So now the real work begins, because now you guys got to go to Dubuque and Des Moines. Your first road test is against the best team in the league. You guys know what happened the last time you played them. What do you take away from what happened the last time going to this time around at Dubuque, where you're now going to their barn?
Well, really, I mean, we learned a lot. We have to go in there and work our tails off just like we did tonight. We can't look at them. Well, we have to look at them like the best team, but we have to look at them as a team we can beat, because we can if we play our game right. So really, we're going to go in there, try and – they have a young D-core. If we can work them and pressure their all-star forwards into grinding up in the corners like we like them to, I think we can take it home with a W.
Certainly can be exciting. The Storm getting the victory here tonight by the final of 1-0. The Dempopper grinder of the night, Josh McArdle, my guest here on the Old Chicago post-game show, where it's safe to say that if you play like that a lot of nights, Josh, and I don't just say this to you to be matter of fact, but I say it in all honesty, like, the fact of the matter is, when you play that way, that shows exactly what I thought you'd be coming into the year. Congratulations. Best of luck in continuing where you left off here tonight. Hopefully you can continue to take that step forward next week as well at Dubuque.
All right, thank you very much for having me.
There you go. Josh McArdle, exceptional game from the youngster. Should be good to go. And just think, folks, he's not just the only defenseman that's young and can show a lot of promise. Dylan Maller is the other defenseman, and Dylan Maller will be a guy that you're all going to enjoy. Josh McArdle, Dylan Maller, they could both be here for 2 years, and they will be exceptional players in this league, mark my words. So the Storm here, getting the victory. Final again, 1-0. We do it all over again next week, 6:45, Vieira Wireless pregame show right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Dubuque Fighting Saints, Tri-City Storm. It's week 2 of the regular season for the Storm, and they look to get into week 2 with also a victory, but they go against the toughest team in the entire league, the Dubuque Fighting Saints. We'll do it right away next Friday night right here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And don't forget, by the way, with that, we're on Classic It's 98.9 FM the following night at Des Moines when the Storm take on the Des Moines Buccaneers. Both games right here on the Storm Radio Network. We hope you join us then next week. I want to thank a few people here on the broadcast before I get to the Midway Auto Group scoreboard update. I want to thank again Seth Blank for helping us out before the game, as well as Thoughts After One and Inside the Booth as we previewed the USHL as a whole. We hope you enjoyed that. And also want to thank again the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm for before and after the game here tonight. Also again, Josh McArdle. Once again, I want to thank my engineer, by the way, Stephanie Mueller, who helped us out once again here this evening. Appreciate her time, as always. Let's take our final look at that Midway Auto Group scoreboard update before we head out. It was Team USA's under-17 national team tonight, winning 10-3 over Youngstown. The Lincoln Stars, they beat the Sioux Falls Stampede 2-0, while Waterloo, they held on to a 3-1 victory tonight as they beat Omaha. So it is Waterloo, Lincoln, and now Tri-City with a 1-0 victory over Sioux City in first place in the Western Conference after night one of the USHL's opening night into the regular season. But then, fans, don't forget, check all the updates on stormhockey.com, where you can get your tickets, schedules, and so much more. You can check it out at stormhockey.com. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/SkipBerryHockey. And, of course, we'll get updates throughout the season via Twitter and, of course, Inside the Booth on stormhockey.com, where you can get all the latest audio, game archives, and so much more on the Platte River Radio Inside the Booth audio vault right there at stormhockey.com. Again, the final tonight, the Storm, they defeat the Sioux City Musketeers 1-0, capturing first place right now in the Western Conference, where they hope to try to stay after next weekend as well. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast, folks. We know you enjoyed the result, as tonight, the Storm victorious over the Sioux City Musketeers. So on behalf of everyone with Storm Hockey, this is Skip Berry saying good night and happy hockey, everyone.
You've been listening to the Storm Radio Network on the Breeze 94.5 FM.
This is Storm head coach and general manager Drew Shenick. The Storm Radio Network would like to thank the following sponsors for their support. Vieira Wireless, we are where you are. Old Chicago, eat, drink, and be yourself. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney, we don't sell volume, we sell quality. Midway Auto Group, visit them online at thinkmidway.com. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust Company, your financial center. TCBY, the country's best yogurt. Complete Nutrition, look better, feel better, perform better. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, for the athlete in all of us. Stadler Implant in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Coca-Cola, live positively. Applebee's, eating good in the neighborhood. The Dent Popper, your satisfaction is guaranteed. And Yellowbook and yellowbook360.com. For the latest news and information about the Storm, visit www.stormhockey.com. Again, this is Storm head coach and general manager Drew Shenick. Thank you for listening to the Storm Radio Network.
The Tri-City Storm has pink ice.
Check it out.
Saturday, October 15th, the Storm battle the Chicago Steel.
And it's pink in the rink night.
In support of breast cancer awareness.
The Storm will be in special jerseys.
And the ice will be pink.
For the first time ever.
You gotta see it to believe it.
Plus, catch another rockin' runs of post-game skate.
With free ice skating.
Purchase your tickets before the day of the game and save a dollar on each ticket.
Tri-City Storm Hockey. It's the number one party in town.
And Saturday, October 15th,
it's pink in the rink night.
Learn more at stormhockey.com.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
Presented by Viero.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition, look better, feel better, perform better.
Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better, Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.